请我们翻到启示录。
So we turn to the book of Revelation.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第六章从第十二节读起。
We will start from verse 12.
揭开第六印的时候，我又看见地大震动，日头变黑像毛布，满月变红像血。
I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red.
那我们特别注意，这里有一句子是日头变黑像毛布。
Pay attention especially to the sun turned black like sackcloth.
满月变红像血。
And the whole moon turned blood red.
那这个句子在圣经里面不止出现过一次。
This description has happened repeatedly in the Bible.
是好几次。
Few times in the Bible.
所以我们要来看这个圣经中很重要的预言。
So we must.Understand what the prophecy of the Bible about.
要紧的是这个预言是怎么应验的。
Indeed, especially how this prophecy will be fulfilled.
但是在我们交托以前，我想我们还是一同来到诗人的宝座前。
Before I share, I would like to come before the throne of grace.
我们求他祝福这个聚会。
We ask the Lord to bless this meeting.
也纪念还在路上的弟兄姊妹，保守他们平安。
And remember, brothers and sisters still on their way to come, keep them safe.
但愿我们空手来，却能饱满的回去。
May we come empty-handed, but leave.
如果我们真的像几个博士遇见我们的主，我想我们没有一个人会从原路回去。
I believe if we are all like the wise men coming to see the Lord, then we will never return the same way.
你相不相信今天晚上圣灵的工作
？Do you trust that the Holy Spirit is working?
会做到一个地步。
Will work to an extent.
人在遇见我们的时候，他们就知道说我们没有从原路回去。
That when men meet us again, they will recognize we will not return back to the same way.
我们只有简单。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你为我们预备的这样美好的聚集。
Our dear Lord, we thank you for providing us this great opportunity.
我们没有想到你要聚集我们。
We have never imagined you would gather us like this.
我们没有想到你要对我们说这些话。
We never imagined you would speak to us this word.
当我们没有准备好蒙恩的时候，你就准备好了向我们施恩典。
While we were still unprepared, you already came to seek us.
你乐意施恩典，因为你是神。
It pleases you to give us grace because you are the gracious God.
所以叫我们今天晚上能得着你更多的恩典，叫我们能你蒙你的恩典。
So cause us tonight to receive more of your grace.
所以我们说都在这里。
Lord, we are all here.
但愿凡有耳的都能听见你自己的话。
May always an ear would listen to your word.
我们这样祷告感谢是靠主耶稣基督的圣的名。
We pray and thank in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
当大家读启示录的时候，我想一个印象就是里面讲的七印、七奥，还有七个碗。
Especially when you open the book of Revelation, you remember there will be seven seals, seven bowls, and seven trumpets.
你知道在旧约里面你找不到这几个词。
You know, indeed, in the whole Old Testament, you can't find these words.
在新约附别的圣经卷也没有提到它。
Also, you can't find these words in other books of the New Testament.
所以这肯定是代表约翰所看见。
So definitely something specific for John to see.
那当然，今天晚上我们不可能看整本的启示录。
Of course, tonight it's not possible for us to read the whole book of Revelation.
所以我大概的给弟兄姊妹一个印象，如果你从来没有碰过启示录
，I would like to give you an overview, especially if you haven't read Revelation before.
我们知道启示录是从主耶稣的第一次来升天，一直到讲到主耶稣第二次来。
Revelation talks about the birth of Jesus and his return.
当我们读到启示录前面的时候
，If you read the first part of Revelation，
那尤其是我们刚就是特别读到这个第六章的这个左右的时候
，Especially coming to about chapter six，
很明显的，你看见我们的主已经升到天上
，You can see that our Lord already has ascended to heaven。
那个在这里说有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的。
It says here, it's a lamb standing who look like who has been slain.
在原文的意思是刚刚被杀过的。
Or just been slain.
换一句话说，这个羔羊是刚刚才升到天上的。
Indeed, it means the lamb has just ascended into heaven.
他在十字架上为我们做羔羊。
When he was on the cross, he was the lamb.
现在他钉十字架不久。
And not long after his crucifixion,
他从死里复活。
He was raised from death.
现在终于呢升到天上。
And now he ascended into heaven.
所以圣灵来形容那个为我们钉十字架的基督，称他做羔羊。
So the Bible describes Jesus who was crucified for us as the Lamb.
那现在在宝座上有羔羊站立。
Now on the throne, the Lamb was standing.
好像刚刚被杀的。
And he looked like was just been slain.
你就知道这是我们的主升天不久以后的故事。
Then you can understand it is the story not long after the Lord's ascension.
然后你看他就揭开七印。
And then the Lord opened the seventh seal.
原来在神的手里有一个书卷。
Indeed, there was a scroll in the hand of God.
这个书卷呢是用七个封条把它封起来的。
And the scroll was sealed with seven seals.
一点不错，是盖印的印不错。
It is all, yes, it is a seal.
但是封条也没有错。
It was also sealed.
原因在哪里呢？我们中国人读圣经呢，都是用我们中国的习惯来读圣经。
You know, we Chinese read the Bible in our Chinese perspective.
我们讲到芥菜的时候
，we talk about mustard seed，
芥菜的，对，芥菜。那么我们特别讲到这个芥菜的时候，我们以为是蔬菜
，we thought it would be the vegetable。
圣经里面的蔬菜到以色列的这个所谓的这个芥菜呢，不是蔬菜。
Indeed, the Bible refers the mustard seed refers in the Bible is not a vegetable.
它是一种灌木。
Indeed, it's like a straw.
那现在就这种灌木呢，是各种其他，它不会长大变成高树，不会的。
The shrub will never grow like a tall tree.
而且那个这个所谓的芥菜种呢，是小到一个地步，是好像灰尘一样在我们的手上。
And mustard seed is so small, it's like a dust, very very tiny.
所以主说我们像芥菜种一样。
That's why the Lord said we all should be like mustard seed.
圣灵就像风一样。
And the Holy Spirit is like wind.
因为就是因为小，所以很容易就推动它。
Because it's so tiny, it can easily be moved.
所以今天我们到底是大的呢，还是小的？
Today, are we big or small?
如果我们太大了，你看人就做主张了，圣灵就推不动我们。
You know, if we are too big, then we become our own master. Holy Spirit cannot move.
圣灵随着意思吹，随便一吹，你看这个小种子就飞出去。
But now, if we allow the Holy Spirit to blow, then it will blow and flow into anywhere.
那就是因为它很小。
Only tiny,
所以它落在任何地方
，wherever it is，
它可以落在石头缝里面。
It can fall into the crevice.
在石头缝里面，你找不到生命的。
Indeed, you can't find any life.
但是稀不稀奇？
只
要那个小的那个芥菜种子跑到那个缝里面去
，as long as the tiny mustard seed falls into the crevice,
没多久。一棵树就从里面长起来。
Not long, the shrub will grow.
那么就把石头就冲破了。
Even the whole rock will be split.
意思就是说
，It means
生命的种子是什么地方都能取的。
It means the seed of life can grow anywhere.
你认为最不可能长生、产生生命的地方，它都能有。
The place you think is impossible to grow any life, mustard seed can grow.
这是个例子。
This is an example.
我们如果用中国的头脑来读芥菜种，就读不出这些粮
果来。If you try to use the Chinese concept about the mustard seed, we think it's a vegetable, you can't understand.
那如果今天大家有机会到以色列博物馆去
，If today you can go to the museum in Israel,
你就记得不记？你记不记得这个耶利米他在监牢里面的时候
？Do you remember Jeremiah when he was in the dungeon?
神就打发人告诉他说，你要去把那块地把它买下来。
And God sent someone to actually buy the piece of land.
这个兵荒马乱的是卖地的时候，不是买地的时候。
You know, while it is in warfare, you won't buy land, you sell land.
所以神就试验耶利米。
So it's a test for Jeremiah.
你不是告诉大家说七十年以后要回来吗？
Do you remember you were prophesying that in 70 years your people will return?
你真相信你所讲的吗？
Do you really believe it will happen?
如果你真相信的话，
If you do,
你把那块地买来，
buy the land now.
为什么？
Why?
七十年以后要回来。
70 years, you will return here.
明白吗？虽然耶利米没有回来，耶利米的后裔会回来。
Of course, Jeremiah wouldn't, but his descendant would.
然后圣经告诉我们说，
And then the Bible tells us.
他们就找了见证人。
So they found the witness.
然后呢，他们就写了地契。
And actually, they a contract, a deed, a title deed.
那么把这个 title deed 写好了以后，然后他们就封条把它封起。
And after they finish the title deed, they actually seal the title deed with seal.
你知道他们的封条是什么样子的呢
？So you know what the title seal
就像绳子一样
，It looks like a rope。
然后就把这个书呢，就跟地契呢，就把它包起来。
And then it will wrap the whole deed。
但是包起来的打结的地方呢
？And when you want to tie a knot，
需要有一个东西像小纽扣那么大的硬锡。
But there must be a little zeal, like a button.
那这个东西呢, 是要烧, 用粘土烧的,
and you need to melt it.
当它还没有干的时候,
and before it's solidified, hardened, you must chop your name.
所以你如果把耶利米的名字盖在上面,
so if you stamp the name Jeremiah,
那就知道说只有耶利米可以揭开这个书卷。
That means only Jeremiah is qualified to open the seal.
所以当你读到启示录的时候,
so when you read Revelation,
第一个印,
first seal,
第二个印,
second
seal, 它是印是不错,
yes, they are sealed.
但是其实背后是个封条,
indeed, it's also like a seal confining.
然后呢, 就把它封起来,
like a knot confining.
然后呢, 就把它放在瓦器里面,
and then put it inside earthen vessel.
为什么放瓦器呢?
Why inside earthen vessel?
万一有一天火烧这个地方, 或者怎么样, 不管怎么样, 70年以后, 耶利米可以, 就这个, 这个耶利米呢, 就可以买这块地。
So after if there's any problems happening, fire or what, Jeremiah can buy the land.
所以他付了17 shekels.
So he paid 17 shekels.
然后呢, 在见人面前把这个封条封好,
and before the witnesses, he sealed the teeth.
放在瓦器里面,
put it in the jar.
好了，耶利米和所有人一样被掳了。
So Jeremiah and many Israelites were captured.
那现在我问大家一个问题,
let me ask you a question.
如果70年以后,
after
70 years,
when the descendants of Jeremiah comes back,
我要问大家,
let me ask you,
谁是配得展开那个书卷?
Who would be qualified to open the seal?
问题是谁付了17 shekels?
Obviously, who had paid for the 17 shekels?
耶利米付了17 shekels.
Jeremiah paid 17 shekels.
耶利米乃是预表我们的主,
you know, Jeremiah represents our Lord.
我们的主是在第14号那天为我们钉十字架。
Our Lord was crucified on the 14th of the month.
3天要从死里复活。
In 3 days, he will raise.
所以14加3是17。
So, 14 plus 3 means 17.
所以那个故事就告诉我们是只有我们的主，他用他的命买了我们，所以他配得。
It represents only our Lord who uses his own life to buy that. He is the only qualified person to open the
seal. 所以这就是那个背景,
this is the background.
然后你就读下去,
then you read.
就第一个印就解开了,
first sealed open.
然后你看你有白马就跑出去,
white horse come.
天上只要把一个印揭开, 地上就有事情发生。
You know, whenever a seal was opened, something, or in heaven, something happened.
第二个印又有一件事情发生。
And then second field opened, things happened on earth.
所以现在很有意思。
Very meaningful.
你如果读圣经的话,
if you read the Bible,
我们姑且不去问第七个号跟七个碗什么意思。
Let's leave the seven bowls and seven trumpets now.
有一件是很有意思的。
But one thing very meaningful.
虽然你不明白到底第一印、第二印到底里面讲什么，你可能不知道。
You may not understand the meaning of all the contents of the seal.
你姑且把它当作代号。
You just take it as representative.
明白吗?
Symbol.
第一印就代表说，等到我们天上的我们的主把封条打开以后。
It represents when the Lord opened the seal.
因为那是第七嘛。
This is the seven.
我们怎么是 title deed?
Oh, he's the title deed.
那为什么是 title deed 呢?
Why is it called title deed?
因为诗篇第二篇,
because in Psalm 2,
讲到我们的主是基督,
talking about our Lord is Christ.
然后神就把地级做他的田产,
and God has given him the land as his inheritance.
所以你就知道他手里的拿那个书卷一定是 title deed, 一定是第七嘛。
The obvious scroll meaning the title deed.
那问题在哪里呢?
The problem now.
今天恶者已经握在那恶者的手下。
But now the whole world lies under the enemy.
这些财产不是他的, 他据为己有。
So even though it doesn't belong to the enemy, but the enemy has captured it.
所以现在问题在这里了。
Now the problem.
什么时候你把七个印全部打开以后,
when you open all the seal,
那我要问大家,
let me ask you,
谁是拥有这块地的真正的拥有者?
Who is the real owner of the land?
当然是我们的主。
Of course, it is our Lord.
所以每次你看报纸,
every time when you open the newspaper,
你所看到都地上发生的事,
you can only see the things happening on earth.
但天上有几事的,
but indeed, there's explanation.
那个解释就是在那本的书里面。
Explanation is in the book of Revelation.
所以这一点我们要懂得。
So we need to understand.
所以从第六章开始。
So starting from chapter 6.
第一个印,
first seal,
第二个印,
second seal,
一直第三个印,
until the third seal.
所以揭开这个印是从主升天开始。
So the seal opened starts when the Lord was ascended.
到了第七个印的时候,
when it comes to the seventh seal,
我们的主就回来了。
Our Lord will return.
所以明白吗?
You understand?
启示录要告诉我们，从主第一次升天，从主升天到他回来。
Revelation is telling us The day when the Lord ascended and the day when he returned.
这里面按着次序有哪些事情要发生？
According to the order, what things would be happening.
那这次我们不是查启示录。
Now, we are not studying Revelation.
我们也没有时间讲启示录。
We don't have time.
但是很清楚的你就知道说按着时间的推进越往主要回来那越是后面的对不对？
Obviously, according to time progress,The more it closes the Lord's return, we are coming to the end time.
到了第七个印，我们的主脚就踩在橄榄山上。
When it comes to the seventh seal, our Lord's feet will step on Mount Olives.
所以现在很清楚的。
Very clear.
我们知道天上只要一揭开那个印。
When the seal was opened in heaven,
地上就有许多事情发生。
Things would happen on earth.
那么今天呢，我们大概是在第四个印或者第五个印，差不多那一段时间。
Today we are almost up to the fourth or the fifth seal.
那现在慢慢我们是走向第六个印。
And we are coming very close to sixth seal.
你看到第六个印的时候，你就觉得很多东西，很多都跟天象有关系。
And then when you come to the sixth seal, you find many signs in heaven.
所以这里说我看见地大震动。
First of all.Great earthquake.
这个震动不是普通的震动。
It's not a normal earthquake.
你知道每年至少有五次到六次是八级以上的地震。
You know, every year there will be at least five to six times eight great.
那问题就是不是常常发生在人口很密的地方。
But almost not often it will happen in populated areas.
所以等到将来主要回来之前。
But one day when the before he returns.
那个地震不是普通的地震。
That earthquake wouldn't be simple earthquake.
如果六级七级的话，你看洛杉矶还在。
You know, if it is a sixth or seventh grade, Los Angeles will still be.
如果十级的话，从什么地方呢？从这个洛杉矶啦、旧金山那个海岸，整个海岸就没有了。
If it is 10th grade, then the whole Los Angeles and the coast of California will be all gone.
所以这里告诉我们，等到主要回来以前。
You know, it tells us before the Lord returns.
你看天象要起了很特别的变化。
There will be great changes in heaven.
平常常常发生的现在不平常了。
Things happened all the time, now becomes unusual.
所以这里就告诉我们到底有哪些事情发生。
It tells us what is going to happen here.
你看见这件事情发生，你就知道主回来应该是很近。
And then when you look and find these things happening, you know the Lord is coming back soon.
大家都知道我们是从纽约来的。
You know, I came from New York.
我们纽约一下飞机就觉得澳洲太可爱了。
In the moment I landed in Australia, I find Australia so beautiful.
因为那个天气太好了。
The weather is so good.
那么我们在美国到应该是春天了，结果还是冬天。
It should be spring already in the state, but it's still winter.
纽约向来是春夏秋冬分明的。
In New York, always spring, summer, fall, and winter, very distinct.
但这次大家在纽约就觉得，为什么严冬是这么漫长？
But this time in this year in New York, we ask why? How come it's so long?
春天应该来了，结果还下雪。
Spring should have come, but it's still snowing.
很简单。为什么这个事发生呢？
Why would this happen?
原来本来呀、啊，我们在北极圈。
Indeed, we belong to the north.
北极圈呢、啊？北极圈
，North Pole. North Pole.
它有一个 vortex， 它有一个漩涡。
There was a vortex happening.
这个漩涡当然跟寒流有关系了。
It's very much closely related to the cold front.
在神创造的时候。
When the Lord created,
你看地球转来转去，它这个漩涡啊，里面它不会跑掉，不会跑到别地方去。
You know, the world was spinning, that voltage.
多少年都是这样。
For many, many years, it happened.
所以这是正轨的天气。
This is normal weather.
平常的天气。
Normal climate.
所以大家都知道说，在纽约是春夏秋冬是分明的。
That's why in New York it's very clear, spring, summer, fall, winter.
但是今年不一样了。
But this year is different.
今年这个 vortex 不知道为什么就到了加拿大，后来甚至到了以色列。
We don't know why that vortex remain in Canada and then move to Israel.
所以以色列可以说是大概70年来从来没有过这么一场大雪。
So Israel, it's never happened for 70 years at least.That big snow came.
而且在加拿大这次也是很冷很冷。
And also in Canada, it's extremely cold.
原因在什么地方呢？
Reason being,
按正常情形来，这个 vortex 这个漩涡呢，应该是停留在北极的。
Normally, that vortex should stay in the North Pole.
但是很稀奇。
But amazing.
现在本来很正常的天气，慢慢就不正常。
Normal climate becomes very abnormal.
所以你看见吗？等到主要回来的时候，
And you can see when the Lord returns.
你看在天气气象上很明显有剧烈的变化。
There will be huge climate change.
然后这里告诉我们说，像天就挪移，然后好像书卷被卷起来，山林海岛都被挪开，离开本来的位置。
It says the stars in the sky fell to the earth. shaken by a strong wind, the sky receded like a scroll rolling up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place.
大家还记不记得这段圣经？我们亲眼看见它应验的。
You remember, we did see with our eyes this prophecy.
在南亚 tsunami 的时候，海啸的时候。
Remember the tsunami in Southeast Asia.
你知道不知道苏门答腊整个的岛移动了36公尺？
You mean the island,
Sumatra
Island, was actually moved
36公尺
,36 feet.
那么研究天文物理的人告诉我们
,People studying astronomy and climate.
这个移动啊是等于什么呢？等于是在等于它这个转动上面会影响它，有相一定的影响。
They tell us that this movement definitely will have great influence on the climate.
所以不光是海岛挪移了，那个天也挪移了。
So not only the island has been moved, the heaven also
像书卷被卷起来。
Really like scrolling,
所以当时古时候的书卷都有个轴的。
You know, in the old days, the books are like scrolls.
这个地球自转它有个轴的。
Even the earth spin at an axle.
这个 tsunami 一有了这个移动以后，你看跟这个转轴都有关系。
The tsunami happened, the whole axle has moved.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见现在的的确确很多的天象，很多的变化，我们知道说主回来日子实在是很近。
Now you can see from all these many signs, you know that the Lord is returning soon.
所以我们读第六卷预言的时候
，As we read the sixth seal prophecy,
我们知道当然因为靠近第七印了嘛。
Of course, it is close to the seventh seal.
所以很明显，给我们在主回来以前，这些事都要发生的。
So clearly, before the Lord returns, these things will happen.
那么其中最有意思的就是里面有两句话
And most meaningful are these two descriptions
日头变黑像毛布
The sun turned black like sackcloth
你在平常这是个平常的事
It is quite normal
因为这个现象就是日食的现象嘛
This is solar eclipse
如果日食现象呢日头就变黑像毛布一样
Of course in solar eclipse the sun will turn black like sackcloth
那如果地球在太阳跟月亮中间
If the sun is between the sun and the earth is between the sun and the moon.
如果月亮完全在太阳的影子底下的话
，If the moon is totally under the shadow of the sun.
这个就是我们普通是月缩月食嘛。
This is like normal.
月食的意思就是你应该完全看不见，什么都是黑的。
That means you can't see the moon. It's all black.
但是因为大气，我们这个有空气的缘故。
Because of atmosphere.
所以有些物理现象很奇妙的结果，你就看见整个的满月像雪。
Because of atomic understanding, then whole moon becomes blood red.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里有一个可能讲的日食，也有可能讲的月食。
If so, it can represent either the solar or the lunar eclipse.
但是我们的主既然讲到那个是将来要发生的事。
Why? Because the Lord now is talking about things to come.
既然告诉我们是主要回来的征兆。
Talking about some signs of the Lord's return.
所以这个地震不是寻常的地震。
So this earthquake is not normal earthquake.
海啸不是寻常的海啸。
Tsunami is not normal tsunami.
日食不是平常的日食。
Normal solar eclipse.
月食也不是平常的月食。
Or lunar eclipse.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么我们会注意这件事情呢
？That's why we need to pay attention to.
就是有人到 NASA 到美国太空总署所给的关于月亮的资料，把它稍微整理一下。
Because when people try to gather and compile the data received to the NASA in America,
有一个现象是不平常的。
And they find out that one phenomenon not usual.
这个满月变红像雪。
It says here the moon turned blood red.
平常常常有的。
It happens all the time.
过一个时候一定会有，过一个时候一定会有。
It repeatedly would happen.
但如果是第六个印的话
，But if the sixth seal comes,
那个一定不是天天常常月月年年所发生的事。
That it won't be the normal monthly, daily, yearly.
那个一定要过一段时间然后才出现的事。
It will be after a whole lapse of time, then it would happen.
所以为什么今年会引起这我们的注意呢
？That's why this year why We pay attention.
因为我们注意到了
Now we realize,
就是今天应该就是逾越节
Indeed, tonight is
the
Passover of the Jews.
那犹太的逾越节都是满月的时候
Every Passover, Jewish Passover, they have full moon.
但是这个逾越节呢他们看见的月亮有一段时间是红的
But this year's Passover, part of the moon becomes red.
所以如果住在纽约的话
If you live in New York,
你要一大早起来大概三点钟的时候你可以看到月亮变满和月变红。
Early in the morning at about 3 o'clock, you will see the moon turns red.
如果在洛杉矶的话
，in Los Angeles，
那么刚好是半夜以后。
It is after midnight.
但是呢，很稀奇，这个因着地形的缘故
，because of the geography，
所以在澳洲呢，在西岸是看不到的。
In Australia, you can't see anything on the west coast.
只有中岸、中部跟东部可以看得到。
Only the central, middle of Australia and the eastern side.
而且呢，是黄昏的时候。
Actually, at dusk.
那黄昏的是最不容易看，对不对
？It's hard to see at dusk.
因为刚好太阳下山，月亮刚好升起。
The sun is just setting, and then the moon rising.
所以这个时候呢，你应该可以看到月亮满月变红像是。
You should be able to see the moon turn blood red.
那大家都知道了。
We all know.
如果你从电台上或者从报纸上，他们会告诉你说，你看今年如果你看到满月的话，大概是五点半到六点半中间。
Tonight, if you're from the news, from the newspaper, you know that tonight is 5:30 to 6:30, there will be moon.
大概六月左右，六月左右。而且他们还建议说，你最好到海边去。
And they even suggested to go to the beach.
所以今天呢，来聚会以前，弟兄们爱心就把我们就带到海滩去了。
So tonight, before I came to this meeting, a brother lovingly brought me to the beach.
这个明明下很大的雨啊，我们说这个不可能有什么事情。
We thought, wouldn't happen because it's so raining heavy.
但是我们还是不死心啊。
But we didn't give up.
我们这些傻瓜也就坐在海边。
We were like idiots looking, waiting.
然后呢，我们就用那个我们的弟兄们有这个。一些这个软体
So our brother has like a software
你站在那个地方你大概知道月亮在哪个方向
Standing there you know exactly where the moon should be
你把那一打开以后哎，你知道那个月亮在那里
And then you open the software we can see the moon supposed to be there
我们就是看不见
We can't see it by
看不见它是红的白的都不知道
Red or black or white we can't see
所以呢今天我们是试了
You did go.
我相信很多弟兄姊妹也都试了。
I believe many of you also
看不见就是看不见。
Of course you couldn't see.
所以这什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
你要再等六个月。
You have to wait for six more months.
到十月八号的时候
，The 8th of October
可以再来一次。
Come again.
那么如果今年你还是看不见
，If you still can't see it on that day，
明年这个逾越节又有一次。
Next year, the Passover will happen again.
明年祝棚节又有一次。
Another thing happened on the feast of tabernacles.
这就是不寻常的地方，你看见吗
？This is the unusual.
连着两年
，consecutive two.
有四轮满月变红像。
Four full blood red moon.
不光这样
，and not only.
就在明年
，indeed next year.
它同时在这个四轮满月变红像雪中间又来个日食，全日食。
In the middle of this tetrad, there will be right in the middle a full
日头变黑像雪
，The sun turned black like that.
那么像这样的事情，我们要问是不是司空天天见到的事情？不是。
We must ask, oh, are these happening all the time? No.
现在我们才知道。
Then we realize,
既然不平常
，If it is so unusual,
那圣经当然是用不平常的事情来做预兆了。
Of course, Bible is just something unusual to give us as a sign.
比方说，必有童女怀孕生子。
For example, there will be a virgin giving birth to a child.
那有人说，根据希伯来文，这个。童女呢也可以翻成少妇
While people say about the Hebrew that virgin can represent a little girl
但是问题在这里
But the problem is
young woman 一直在这里告但是你要读圣经
But you must read the Bible
它是有两个不同翻译没有错
Yes there can be two interpretations
当然你懂希伯来文你知道是两个不同翻译
If you know the Hebrew there can be two interpretations
但是你要看上下文
But you must read from the context
所以许多时候到底哪个翻译是对的完全看 context
If you try to understand which translation is correct, you try to look at the context.
所以你看 context.
Look at the context.
这里是告诉你必有童女怀孕生子是个兆头。
It says there's a sign for you.
兆头不是天天发生的事。
A sign of something happening every day.
但少妇怀孕生子是天天的事。马路上到处看得见。
A young woman giving birth to a child happening every day on the street.
所以明白吗弟兄
So you understand?
如果圣经里面讲到天象的变化等等那一定是不寻常。
If the Bible refers to heavenly signs, it must be something unusual.
所以就引起我们的注意了。
That's why it costs our
我们要问一个问题。
But you need to ask a question.
会不会这段预言要应验了
Will this prophecy be fulfilled now?
但是不要忘记
But do not forget
所以我们一定要头脑冷静才可以
You must be cool in our mind
我知道很多弟兄姊妹很兴奋
I know many brothers are very excited
在美国有个姊妹啊
In America
听到消息就来一封信
In America, a sister wrote to me what she heard of
她一个晚上都睡不着觉、啊、
She couldn't sleep for the whole night
她兴奋得很
She was so excited
所以弟兄姊妹你要知道今年跟明年很多人就会谈论这件事
This year and next year, many would talk about this sign
那喜欢做先知的人就做起先知来了
And now you become a prophet.
告诉你这个，告诉你那个。
And telling you this and that.
所以我们一定要很小心。
But we must be very careful.
我觉得这个可以测验到底我们明白不明白主的话。
It will be a test whether we do understand the Lord.
你如果真的要讲的大家都喜欢听的话，你可以随便讲。
If you want to say something everybody would love to listen, you can just.
但是你不忠于主自己的话。
But then you are not come back to the original.
所以有一件事我们要知道。
One thing we must be careful.
现在所听见的这件事。
Things we have already heard.
只是一个可能。
It's one possibility.
明白吗？
Understand?
这不是唯一的现象说到。 日头变黑，像毛布；满月变红，像屎。
It is not the only sign talking about sun turned black, whole moon turned blood red.
但是因为把这两件事摆在一起，
But because they were put together,
又是稀罕的，
and also unusual.
所以 NASA 美国太空总署所给的这个资讯是应当引起我们注意。
So the data given us from the NASA in America should alert us.
这是第一点。
Number one.
第二点,
Number two.
神的预言所说的话都已经说完了。
All the prophecies of God has been given.
所以没有一个人在圣经里面可以加一点预言，减一点预言，不能。
Add or minus any prophecy.
所以请大家记得。
So must remember.
我知道有很多的人，他可能会提到这个，讲这个，讲那个。
I believe many brothers would come and share about this.
但你心里要坚定。
But you must be firm.
所有关于预言的话，已经都在圣经里面。
All the prophecies have already been recorded in the Bible.
所以现在的问题就是，是不是？ 是不是现在所发生的是可能应验了圣经的预言呢？
So if we ask, will these things happening now a fulfillment of the prophecy?
那我们答案是可能是，也可能不是。
Answer is yes or maybe.
可能是因为圣经明明这样说。
Yes, because the Bible clearly said.
可能不是，可能我们猜错了。
Maybe not because we wrongly interpret.
明白吗？对于读预言，我们要恐惧战惊。
This is the attitude we should be. When reading prophecies,
但是不管怎么样，
but no matter what,
这是一个很重要的提醒。
This is a great reminder for us.
因为我们常常忘记，
because we so often forget,
动不动我们就忘记事情，
we forget things happening.
这个很多的小说里面的情节你都记得。
You know, you remember so much detail, all the novels.
还有啊，谁得罪你都记得。
And you remember clearly who has offended you.
很奇怪，对于主的事情，我们很容易就忘记。But
if we've got to the word of the Lord, we easily forget.
前几个礼拜刚刚受感动，主很快就回来，今天已经忘记。Few
weeks ago, you were touched that knowing the Lord is returning soon, but today you forget.
所以主就借着这些来提醒我们。
That's why the Lord used this sign to remind us.
现在所说的是科学的东西，不是星象学的东西。
We are talking about scientific things. We are not talking about psychological things.
不是astrology.
It's not astrology.
It's astronomy.
Astronomy.
这个两个是完全不一样的。
These are two separate things.
明白吗？ 这个是exact science.
This is exact science.
告诉我们这是很准确的科学。
Very clear.
告诉我们说的确到时候你应该会看到的。
Clearly telling us exactly what is going to happen at what time.
所以这个是完全在NASA资料库里面。
These data are retrievable from NASA.
所以如果你把那些秘密麻醉的稍微整理一下的话，那么有人就找出来了。哎，这个每两年连着四个满月变红，这是不寻常的现象。
Then you realize every if there's consecutively 2 years, four moon blood red is unusual.
你知道，有的人双胞，有的人生两个，我们是双胞胎。
You know, you've got twins.
那现在如果你简单的来说，就是四胞胎。
It is like a quadruplets. Now,
所以现在我们就讲说，的的确确，今年、明年，你看一下，刚好有四轮满月变红相许。
This year, next year, we have four times tetras happening.
那现在问题在这里。
Problem here.
就是天文学家告诉我们说，
astronomers tell us,
在过去500年里面，
for the past 500 years,
已经发生过4次了。
It happens already 4 times.
那我们要问，
then we must ask,
从主降生到现在发生了几次呢？
Then from the birth of the Lord till now, how many times?
你就发现是8次。
It happens 8 times.
而且每次呢，都是在逾越节跟主碰见。
And it happens always in Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以有一件很稀奇，
something unusual.
这个好像跟犹太人有关系。
It's also related to Israel.
我们是基督徒。
Of course, we are Christians.
那么这些关于犹太人这些事，到底和我们有什么关系呢？
These things related to Israel. Well, how does it relate to us?
所以会不会神借着这个来提醒我们什么？
Maybe the Lord is reminding us something.
我想今天晚上我们都没有看见，对不对？
Maybe we haven't seen.
所以我们刚开始的时候呢，我想我们要播给大家一段。 就是
maybe many of us have missed what happened.
这是过去有过一次是这样子，那么就把那段时间把它浓缩了。
We're going to keep so show you a clip that what had happened before, very similar.
这样呢，我们看一看到底是月亮是怎么回事，怎么会这种情形。
The clip will show you how the moon would turn blood red.
这是2010年的九月的事情。
It happened in year 2010 in September.Not that terrible.
好，我想大概这就是给大家的印象。
Okay. That will give you an overall impression of what it means. Look,
今天大家应该都没有看见。
I believe we haven't seen this tonight.
所以十月八号，如果你再看的话，应该是这种的现象。
So on the 8th of 10th of August, 8th of August, you should be able to see something like this.
No, no, October, October 8th, October 8th.
Okay.
十月八号。
8th of October.
Yeah. 所以这个是今年跟明年。
This will happen this year and next year.
所以蓝培的弟兄，你知道他是犹太人。
You know, brother Lance Lambert is a Jew.
他也非常爱主。
He really loves the Lord.
所以今年他到纽约的时候。
So this year when he was in New York.
他提到这件事，大家都不大注意。
He mentioned these things, people didn't pay attention.
当然，作为犹太人，他们很注意是不是今年犹太以色列人有很大事情。
Of course, as a Jew, they would thought would major events happening in Israel this year.
那么要知道今年大概有什么事会发生。
If you want to know what is going to happen this year.
你要问过去这几次。 到底发生了跟以色列犹太人发生什么？
Then you need to ask, indeed, what happened in Israel for the past few occurrences?
所以如果你注意过去五百年的话，
If you pay attention to the past 500 years,
你就发现过去五百年连这一次一共是四次。
Including this occurrence, altogether for the 500 years,
今年是2014，明年是2015。
This year 2014, next year 2015.
这是四胞胎。
This quadruplet.
但整个五百年之内有四个四胞胎，双胞四胞胎。
And over the whole past 500 years, this tetrad happens in four times like quadruplet.
所以现在我们要问，在过去的这几次里面有什么事发生？
We need to ask what has happened for the past few occurrences.
所以有的基督徒就好好花时间去看到底这几次是发生了什么事。
Some Christians did research to check what has happened.
所以呢，就有的就人就写了书了。
And then they wrote a book.
所以如果大家到网上去看文章也好，书也好。
If you try to look up in the internet from all the literature,
你看见有很多人就根据这五百年所发生的就下了定断论，下了结论了。
According to what has happened for the past 500 years, they conclude something.
所以今天晚上我们要帮助弟兄姊妹。
So tonight, in order to help brothers and sisters,
这五百年是很宝贵。
This 500 years is very precious.
但是如果是神借着这个来提醒我们的话
，But if God is using this to remind us something,
第一，他一定是根据他自己的话。
Number one, it must be according to his very will.
第二，神一定是行走在历史中的。
Two, God certainly walked in history.
意思就是说，在历史里面你可以看见他的脚踪。
You can trace his footstep throughout history.
所以，如果这样的话，我们就能明白到底过去这几次为什么给了我们这样的个样，给了这些的现象。
We will ask what is the reason behind that God would give us these signs for the past few occurrences.
明白吗？所以严格说来，
so strictly speaking,
可能要等到事情过了以后，我们才明白。
Maybe we need to understand fully after things had happened.
因为既然是提醒，就是教育性。
This is educational if it's reminder.
那不一定是预知性的。
May not be for normally.
现在你回过头看，当然你就很清楚。
Of course, if you look back, you realize what has happened.
但是现在因为前面的事你不知道。
Because it's still happening, we are not sure.
所以等到了2015年年底的时候。
Maybe coming to the end of 2015.
那个时候你回过头去看。
When you look back.
再和前面三次加在一起。
And then combined all the three occurrences in the past.
我想我们得到讯息了。
Then we will receive the real message.
那作为基督徒。
And as a Christian.
这些现象不是神的话。
Remember, these signs are not the words of God.
但这些现象有提醒的作用。
But these phenomena serve as reminder.
明白吗？比方说民数记。
For example, the book of Numbers.
有星要出于雅各。
There will be a star from Jacob.
那就告诉我们是等到犹太人的王要诞生的时候，你看有个星要出现。
It tells us when the king of Judah would be given birth, would be born, then there will be a star.
那几个博士一定先得到民数记。
Of course, a few wise men must have read Numbers.
他明白神的话。
They understood the
word of God. 有星要出于雅各。
There will be a star from Jacob.
他观察星象的时候。
So when they observe the star,
那个星就提醒他了。
That star reminds them.
所以等到他到了伯利恒。
So when they reach Bethlehem,
那个星又看见了。
That star reappeared.
所以很明显的。
So clearly.
不是说这个一定给我们将来发生什么事。
It must not.Tells us exactly what is going to happen.
它本身不是预言。
This itself, the sign is not a prophecy.
民数记里面的预言才是预言。
But the prophecies in the book of Numbers,
启示录的预言才是预言。
The prophecies in Revelation,
但是那颗星也好。
But whether it's the star,
或者现在的月亮也好。
Or the moon now we're talking
about. 或者太阳也好。
Or the sun,
既然神是他创造的。
It's all created by God.
所以是不是在这些事情的背后。
Would it be behind all these events?
神试着要提醒我们什么？
God is trying to tell us something.
所以我再说，
so I must repeat.
现在我们不知道这两年要发生什么。
We don't know what is going to happen these 2 years.
我们就等了两年过去了，我们看见那个信息教训才是完整的。
We must wait until the 2 years left, and then we look back, we understand the true lesson.
但是好在哪里呢？
But the good thing.
好在不光是前面，后面前有三次。
Good thing is we did have three occurrences in the past.
而且事实上一共有七次。
Indeed, seven times.
所以加起来一共是八次。
Altogether, there will be eight times.
下一次呢是五百年以后。
Next time, the occurrence will happen in 500 years.
那现在首先我们要问。
So we must ask them.
到底在这一五百年里面有哪些事情发生？
For the past 500 years, what has happened?
那么然后呢，你就可以知道说是不是神要借助这些来对我们说什么。
Then you can be sure what God is going to tell us from this.
但要记得，第一
must remember,
你的圣经要熟。
You must be familiar with the Bible.
你的历史要熟。
And history.
今天我们难处在哪里呢？
Where are we now?
我们中国人圣经可以熟。
You know, Chinese people are very familiar with the Bible.
但是西洋史我们就不大熟。
But we don't understand Western history.
张飞怎么杀岳飞你知道。
We all the noble hero.
所以 是杀的满天飞吗？根本不是同一个时代的人。但是呢，对于西洋史我们就很落后。
But we are really lack in knowledge about Western
history. 所以我想今天晚上呢，我是很浓缩、很浓缩的。
I want to be very concise tonight.
只能够蜻蜓点水的点一下就。
We can only touch a very little bit.
那如果弟兄姊妹有要追求的话
，If you really want to know more,
我们会给弟兄姊妹更多的资料。
I can give you more information.
大家要记得哈
I must remember.
你千万不要以为你在网上找的资料就一定是准确。
Never think the things you can gather from the internet.
很多常常是不准确的。
A lot of inaccuracy.
尤其你们为主站讲台的弟兄们。
Especially brothers, if you are speaking.
你不要因为新奇的缘故，你看见什么一拿就拿去讲，没有多久那是错的。
You don't just grab some information from the internet and then share.Many a time you'll find they are wrong.
我觉得我有责任帮助弟兄姊妹。
I feel I have this responsibility to help you.
但一面是因为我自己是读物理的。
Because I'm a physicist.
那另外一方面，我也是在主的脚前读他自己话。
But I also come before the Lord and read His word.
那么还有多多少少对以色列历史有几分的认识。
And I have understanding about the history of Israel.
所以真的把过去这几件事情通通把它放在一起的时候。
If you put all these few occurrences together.
好像神对我们说了一些的话。
It seems the Lord is speaking to us.
我想我又把我的结论放在最后面。
I must put my conclusion to the last.
但首先我们来看大家最熟悉的这五百年。
Let's go to the very familiar 500 years.
我其实有一个主日，有一个聚会已经稍微提了一下。
Indeed, my first meeting already mentions.
但是因为有的弟兄姊妹是第一次来的。
But some of you are first time here.
那么请大家忍耐一下。
Please be patient.
那第一次像这个四轮满月变红像雪。
The first occurrence of this tetrad moon blood red
是1493年
It happened in 1493
1494年
And then 1494
那现在我们要问
Let me ask,
为什么这两年发生了这事
What happened in these 2 years
那你当然要读历史了
You must understand
你读历史你就知道1492年发生一件大事
One major event happened in 1492
而这个事一定要跟犹太人发生关系
It's related to the Jews
因为他只有逾越节跟祝棚节才看到这个
Of course Passover and Feast of Tabernacles happened
所以我们就问1492年那一年到底发生了什么大事呢
What happened major event in 1492
我想大家都很清楚的
I'm sure you are aware of that
那一年就是以色列人好不容易漂流到地极
It is the year when the Jewish peoplefinally scattered and reached to the end of the world.
你到了地极就没有可能再漂流了。
You can no longer be scattered coming to the end of the world.
那么到底地极是哪里呢
Where is the end of the world?
当以色列往西走的时候
As the Israelites move to the west.
他走到太平洋不大西洋就不能再往前走了。
They can no longer go any further the Atlantic Ocean.
因为那是罗马帝国的范围。
It is the empire of Roman Empire.
罗马能够征服世界最多到这里就完了。
The Roman Empire can conquer the whole land up to there.
明白吗？所以因为这个缘故，所有人都知道，你到了西班牙就到了地极了。
Everyone back then knew that if you reach Spain, that's the end of the world.
结果以色列人果然漂流到西班牙。
So the Jewish people wandered and scattered to Spain.
因为他起头帮助回教徒。
In the beginning, they helped the Muslims.
欢迎他们进到西班牙。
And they welcomed the Muslims into Spain.
所以等到后来，他们这个后来等到回教徒掌权的时候
，So when the Muslims were in the were in government,
他们就回馈给以色列人。
And they repaid the Israelites.
所以你看，对他们非常的优待。
They were very generous and kind.
所以犹太人就可以。完全发展他们的文化他们的教育他们的金融各方面
So the Jewish people can develop fully their education their culture their tradition
所以在犹太历史里面
So in the Jewish history
他们有300年的黄金时期
They experienced 300 years of golden age
他们人数不多
Not many
他们影响了整个的西班牙
But a big influence on the whole Spain
走在马路上
People on the street,
人家不说我是西班牙人很高很骄傲
they wouldn't be boast of themselves being a Spanish, being Spanish.
你只要说我是犹太人就很骄傲
As long as I'm Jewish, it is honor.
所以你知道吗在那个时候虽然他们漂流到世界各地
Back then, even though the whole all the Jews were scattered everywhere,
他们虽然漂流到哪里
wherever they were,
他们却繁荣起来,
they became very prosperous, very rich.
所以想想看,
imagine, and they thought, now we are very safe. You know, Jewish people love money.
We
are wandering and scattering everywhere. Money is important. With money, you can do many things. Especially if you are like a wanderer. Not easily, but they did establish a very strong.
但是到了1492年那一年
something happened in 1492
当局有个命令下来
there's a decree
你做两个选择
you have two options
第一加入天主教
one you must join yourself to
因为西班牙是天主教的世界
because Spain belongs to Roman Catholic
第二你就是离开这里
or you must leave this country
离开的时候你不能带走任何一片的云彩
if you desire to leave you cannot leave with anything
什么你都不能带走
you must leave everything here
所以他们终于的就走了
and then at the end they had to leave
许多舍不得
they really didn't want to
但最后的限期是8月1号
the 1st of August is the deadline
那么大家都知道
And you know,
在他施, 圣经不是讲的, 他施吗?
The Bible talks about the 他施.
这个他施这个地方啊, 到今天还, 你可以知道, 大概就靠近大西洋那一块的地方。
Like Tashi, the island belongs to Atlantic Ocean.
现在他们要漂流了,
they have to wander again.
他们只好上船了,
they must got on the boat.
他们也不知道下一站要漂到什么地方。
They didn't know where to go.
就在8月那一号, 1号那天,
on the 1st of August,
刚好有另外一个人。
There was another man.
他从西班牙皇帝呢得出一个命令。
He received a decree from the king of Spain.
他可以到大世新世界去，他可以出去探险。
He was to explore the Atlantic Ocean.
这个人的名字叫哥伦布。
His name is Columbus.
所以哥伦布和他们同样的离开那个港口的时候，
So Columbus left the port together with the Jews.
犹太人就继续的漂流。
Jews continue to wander and scatter.
他们不知道哪里是我们的家。
They didn't know where would their home be.
他们没有想到。
And before
谁用哥伦布，
God will use Columbus.
就找到了新大陆。
And they found a new world.
在大西洋那边还有一个世界。
Indeed, there's another world at the other side of Atlantic Ocean.
弟兄姊妹， 从此以后他们继续的漂流。
And then they continued to scatter.
漂流到南美。
To South America.
漂流到北美。
North America.
起头因为荷兰人的征服了南美。
Originally the Hollands conquered South America.
起头他们把巴西拿下来了。
And they conquered that.
那把巴西拿下来。所以这些这个在荷兰呢，这个那些犹太人他们就通通就移民就移到巴西去。
So the Jews all immediately migrated to Brazil.
因为天主教拒绝他们。
Because Roman Catholicism did
not accept them.
But the Hollands, the Netherlands,
你只要来12年之内你不要交税。
You know, indeed, they're very generous. For 12 years, you don't need to pay tax.
所以你看见吗? 他们实在对犹太人好得很。
They're very good with to the Jews.
所以呢, 现在荷兰, 他们得着了一个地方叫做巴西, 所以他们就去巴西了。
So Holland conquered Brazil. That's why the Jews moved to Brazil.
你去过荷兰的都知道。
If you've been to Holland,
荷兰呢, 它这个地面是在海底下。
Holland is actually under the sea level.
所以他们是和海来争那个地的。 和来和海争地,
they were actually competing with the sea for the land.
所以你想想看,
they were actually like
refugees.
They definitely are Christians. Indeed, he must be Christian because he's so generous that that difficult to time.
这地方太小了嘛,
gives you a cup of water.
你做难民也做得很不好意思嘛。
So the place is so tiny. How can you
accommodate so many refugees?
Now they've heard about some new place called Spain.
你叫,
Brazil.
你叫巴西的面积跟美国一样的, 差不多一样的。
Land area is as big as America.
所以他们就现在我们的机会来了。
So opportunity comes.
啊,最后他们就到巴西去了。
So they reached Brazil.
没有想到没有多久, 葡萄牙又来了。
And not long. Portugal's come.
这个葡萄牙是相信天主教的。
And the Portuguese believe in Roman Catholic.
所以葡萄牙把荷兰人征服了以后。
So when the Portuguese conquered the Holland.
这犹太人糟糕，现在又开始要漂流了。
And they were nervous the Jews. They had
本来是新大陆,
wander again.
他们到了巴西，现在又要往北走了。
Originally belonged to the New World. Now they have to move to North.
所以又回到阿姆斯特丹去了。
And then they again reached Amsterdam.
结果有一条船呢。
another boat.
因为台风的缘故。
Because of typhoon.
所以不小心的飘飘就飘到今天纽约曼哈顿岛。
And then they wander and they float.And they reached Manhattan in the New York.
那个曼哈顿岛最早最早是印第安人跑来跑去的。
The originally, the Indians were gathering there in that port.
所以荷兰的移民到那里花$24就把曼哈顿那个岛就买下来。
So they only used $24 to buy the whole port of Manhattan.
你们知道曼哈顿那个岛今天有多值钱吗？
You know how dear the island.
但是就是那个时候，就那个时候曼哈顿就这个样子。
It's exactly like that down Manhattan.
所以有好多荷兰的移民就到了纽约去。
And that's why many the Holland immigrants reached Manhattan.
所以他们叫纽约叫 New Amsterdam, 新的阿姆斯特丹。
That's why they call New York New Amsterdam.
现在纽约华尔街以南的那就是 New Amsterdam.
And the south of the river is called New Amsterdam.
所以那不是 river, Wall Street.
Wall Street.
华尔街那个金融地区那就是当初最早的 New Amsterdam
the earliest commercial center is the New Amsterdam
所以那个时候呢你我们就知道说其实在 Manhattan 那一带已经有很多荷兰的移民
that's why we know early days there are many Holland migrants
但是你知道犹太人是到处不受人欢迎的
but the fact is the Jews weren't received
他们是不小心漂流漂到岛上去
They were just accidentally reached there.
所以当然他们只好接你上岸。
Of course, they have to receive them.
但是给他们很多很多的限制的。
A lot of restraints on the Jews.
犹太人到了上海也不受人欢迎。
Even when the Jews were reached Shanghai, they weren't welcome.
你看上海有一句话，就鹰钩鼻子秤钩心的。鹰钩的鼻子是秤钩的心呐。
Oh, in Shanghai, they said that the beak of the eagle is to.
No.就是他形容犹，这是当然不好听的话。
They were describing the Jews.
讲到犹太人，他鼻子不是很大吗
？Or they said the Jews they have a very big nose.
好像鹰钩的鼻子一样。
It's like the beak of the hawk.
但是他的心啊， like、就像那个秤东西的秤，我不知道摩西看过没？那个秤钩心啊。
But the heart is like the weight, the scale.
所以没有人喜欢犹太人、啊、
no one likes the Jews.
因为没有人赚钱赚得过他、啊、
But no one can beat them.
中国人算是东方的犹太人
You know Chinese are named the Oriental Jews.
但你到纽约试试看
But you're not going to New York.
你在班上中国人就是赶不上犹太人
Well no matter what Chinese are still cannot compete with the Jews.
所以当然也到处不喜欢嘛
That's why they weren't welcome anymore.
所以就这么起头的时候他们说好你可以住在这里
So in the beginning, they said, okay, you guys can stay here.
但是呢有一件事
of one constraint,
你不可以买卖
You cannot do exchange.
你不可以做好一些衣服挂在那卖不可以
You cannot just, oh, this is a nice thing. I want to sell it. You can't do it.
但有一件事你可以做
one thing you can do.
凡是垃圾桶里面捡的东西你都可以卖
Things that you pick up from the trash box, you can
sell. 结果这些犹太人啊
Indeed.
他们真的到垃圾桶去捡那个旧的布啊旧的衣服啊旧的东西
But they had to go to the rubbish bin and then find all those filthy old rags.
把它重新弄好了以后
And they remodeled,
他们现在根据法律是可以卖的
So according to law, they can sell.
结果卖得非常的好
And they sell it very well.
所以慢慢慢慢的他们才定居下来
And then gradually they could stay.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So, do you ever,
现在明白吗
you understand?
他们是当初是那样的到了南美那样的到了北美
Originally they reached South America and then North America
但是南美跟北美都是哥伦布发现
But either North or South America were discovered by Columbus
你觉得会是偶然的吗
Do you think it is coincidental?
就那一年他们被赶走
Right in that year when they were being expelled
那一年神就为他们在旷野里遇预备了避难所
And right in that year that God has prepared for them
所以严格说来
in this
他们就像什么呢就像启示录所说的
They were like in the book of Revelation
这个妇人就逃到了旷野
So a woman fled to the wilderness
南美跟北美就像旷野一样
North and South America is like the wilderness
所以这是1492年
It happened in year 1492
那你想想看
And think
现在1493跟1494
Now, 1493 and 1494.
当他们继续漂流在这世界上的时候
As they continue to scatter in this world,
他们还是过祝棚节
They still remember,
还是过逾越节
The Feast of Tabernacle and Passover.
逾越节跟祝棚节乃是他们团聚的日子
These festivals were days for them to be together.
像中国的中秋节一样
Like our mid-autumn festival Chinese.
但是想想看
And imagine,
现在呢，人员，月亮圆，人已经不圆了。
But now, yes, the moon is full, but we are no longer
beneath.
They were scattered throughout the world.
最满意的里面有一些的不满意。
It is so good to see the full moon, but something
sad.
While they were wandering through the world,
他们那连着两年过节的时候,
consecutive 2 years, when they remember, when they look up and see the moon, they still see the full moon.
但是满月变红,
but the moon becomes blood red.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
现在你就知道说,
now you understand.
神是借着这四轮的满月,
God has used this tetrad of moon
来形容他们的遭遇,
and to describe their happening.
这是第一次,
the first happening.
连着两次的, 两年的,
consecutively 2 years.
那第二次什么时候呢?
The second occurrence.
那就是1949年的时候,
1949. In 1950.
那么以前发生什么事呢?
Again, what had happened the year before?
就是1948年。
1948年是什么事呢?
就是他们忽然间王国亡了快2000年, 居然重新建立。
It was the year after almost 2,000 years, this nation was re-risen.
明白吗? 所以那个时候他们就特别派了官员到上海去。
Indeed, back then they sent officials to Shanghai.
上海有好多的犹太人。
Indeed, in Shanghai, there were many Jews.
你知道中华第一街就是南京路吗?
You know, the first line, first street is Nanjing Road.
这里如果从中华第一街就是讲了整个的中国第一个最文明的一条街,
the most civilized street in China is the Nanjing Road.
在早期的时候,你去看所有的大的那个建筑,通通是哈同的。
You know, all the big buildings were Hatong.
Hatong 是很有名的犹太人的。
And the Hatong is a very popular Jew.
所以大家知道,到了1948年的时候,
when year 1948,
所以很自然的, 你看见吗? 到中国就有一些人就回到以色列去了。
So in China, many Jews moved back to Israel.
所以真正回到以色列故乡的, 是1949跟1950。
So really, the first real settlement of Jews from other nations is 1949 and 50, coming back, homecoming to the land. Some actually went from
or
New Zealand.
最少全世界106个国家他们回到他们自己的家.
At least from 106 countries, they all returned home.
也许在他们的旅途上,
maybe on their journey home,
他们遇到了节日.
They came across the festival.
他们看见说月亮是满的.
Again, they saw the full moon.
现在是喜乐了.
Now is joy.
因为终于可以回到故乡.
They could return to the home.
回到伯利恒.
Bethlehem,
回到加利利,
Galilee,
他们现在抬头在望明月的时候,
and as they look up the full moon,
现在他们看是满月了,
again full moon.
但是问题在这里,
the problem is,
没有多久, 那个月亮是红的,
not long, the moon becomes red.
满意的里面, 还有一些缺憾,
it means, even though it's full moon, now there's deficiency.
你是回到家乡不错,
yes, you have returned to the homeland.
但是你不能够到耶路撒冷,
but you still cannot go to Jerusalem.
当时是神的恩典, 每年3次你可以到耶路撒冷。
Yes, in the old days, 3 times, you can gather in Jerusalem.
到耶路撒冷做什么?
What to do?
过逾越节,
for Passover,
还要过祝棚节,
for Feast of Tabernacles.
而祝棚节逾越节的时候, 月亮都是圆的。
You know, in Passover and Feast of Tabernacles, they would have full moon.
他们在故乡到处可以看见满月。
In their different places, they could see the full moon.
是神的恩典。
It is God's grace.
叫他们弟兄和睦同居, 何等的善, 何等的美。
How good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell in harmony.
现在所看见的月亮是挂在橄榄山上的。
Now they can see the moon hanging on the Mount Olive.
现在的月亮是在什么? 是在摩利亚的顶上的。
It is right on top of Mount Moriah.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
当他们真的看到这个的时候,
as they saw,
他们才算是满足了。
They would then be satisfied.
所以虽然他们是回来了,
even they have returned,
他们心中有几分的缺憾。
Still, there were deficiency in them.
结果下一次,
then the following
再次轮满月的时候,
another tetrad happened.
是1967跟1968。1967发生了什么事?
What happened in 67?
经过了2000年。
After 2000,
所有的犹太母亲都教导他们儿女说,
for the past 2000 years,
明年我们在耶路撒冷,
all Jewish mother would teach the daughters, maybe next year we will be in Jerusalem.
在结婚典里面, 新郎和新郎一定, 新妇一定要说, 明年在耶路撒冷。
during weddings, their wedding vow, they would say, maybe next year we will celebrate in Jerusalem.
他们的梦永远是耶路撒冷。
Their dreams were always Jerusalem.
现在他们只能把琴挂在柳枝头。
Now they can only hang up the harp on the tree.
他们每次追想西安，追想耶路撒冷，
and every time as they recall Zion, the Jerusalem, they would be weeping.
什么时候他们的梦能完全的圆呢？
When would the dream be fully complete?
明白吗,
Do you understand?
所以没有想到1967年,
and all of a sudden, 1967,
经过六次战争,
for the Six Days War,
居然耶路撒冷回到他们自己的怀抱。
Now Jerusalem became back to the bosom of the Jews.
1967 and 68.
No longer like the past, they had the festival. But now, they can do it.
第一次经过2000年漂流之后,
2000 years of diaspora, now they can.
你看见吗? 他们终于能回到耶路撒冷。
Return to the land of Jerusalem.
最重要的,
the most important thing,
是橄榄山和摩利亚山上的。
Mount Olive and Mount Moriah, the moon,
代表圆满的见证,
represent a full testimony.
因为弟兄和睦同居,
why? It is so pleasant and good for brothers to dwell together in harmony. So remember,
这几件事加在一起,
when you add these things, have,
这不是以色列悲欢离合的故事吗?
It is indeed the story of the Jewish people dispersed. Reunited,
他们怎么被分散?
And said how they were scattered.
然后他们怎么神为他们找避难所?
And then how God found refuge island for them.
到时候因着神的怜悯,
and then by God's grace,
他们终于重建他们的国家,
and they rebuilt the whole nation.
他们回到他们的故土,
and they returned to the homeland.
遗憾的就是他们看见月亮,
one thing originally regretful, they could see the moon, but not the moon on top of the
mountain.
Until 1967. And 68,
他们看见了,
finally, they saw
想想看,
the moon.
本来你看也看不见,
originally, you couldn't even see.
现在就是满红的月亮,
now, they will even enjoy to see the blood red moon.
有一个弟兄祷告说,
a brother prayed,
主啊, 如果你不能让我看见你的笑脸, 你最少让我看见生气的脸。
Lord, if you do not allow me to see your smiling face, at least I want to see your angry face.
这是一个失去主面光的一个痛苦。
This is the pain if someone felt that, hey,
只有犹太人知道说经过2000年的流荡,
only after 2000 years of wandering,
看到橄榄山,
when you see Mount Olive,
那个满月,
that full moon,
你已经心满意足了,
you will be fully satisfied.
但神提醒他们,
but God reminded them,
满月变红, 像雪,
but the moon will turn blood red.
最满意中间,
in the full section, still something lacking.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你听懂神的心意吗?
Can you understand God's heart?
如果这是悲欢离合,
if these represent gathering, dispersion,
sadness,
why would they be scattered?
为什么他们聚?
And why would they be gathered?
他们聚,
when they gather, it's grace.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
today you can be gathered together in this special grace.
有一天如果你像以色列人一样,
one day if you're like a Jew,
因着时局的关系, 连相聚都不能相聚,
because of things happening politically, you can't even gather together.
明白吗, 弟兄姊妹,
you understand?
哪怕是变红, 哪怕是月亮变红, well, 这也是主的恩典。
Back then, even if the blood turned, the wound turned blood red, it's still God's.
但主的话说完没有?
But the Lord hasn't finished.
主的话还没有说完,
he hasn't finished.
所以今年明年还要说,
another time, this year and next year, it will happen again.
现在我们要问, 到底说些什么?
Then, let us ask what is going to happen.
你光从过去的三次,
if you look from the past three of them,
你稍微整理一下的话,
if you gather them,
你知道这是关系到犹太人的悲欢离合,
it does, did talk about the Jewish dispersion, reunion, sadness and happiness. Now we need to
为什么好好的以色列人本来团聚在一起现在变成这个样子的呢?
We must ask why originally the Israelites, the Jews, would be scattered like this.
所以月亮变红, 满月变红, 一面是满月,
yes, it is full moon.
但另一面变红像雪,
but then it becomes a blood red.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这不是悲剧是什么?
It is truly a sad thing.
明白吗, 弟兄姊妹?
You understand?
所以既然是讲到悲欢离合,
if we does talk about dispersion, union, happiness,
这个功课是以犹太人要学的,
and the lesson the Jews must learn,
这个功课难道基督徒不要学吗?
Well, this also must be the lesson for Christians.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so what is,
我相信是主的主宰,
abilities is under sovereignty.
今天晚上叫我们聚在一起,
tonight he gathered us together.
我们是看的是别人的故事,
yes, we are looking at other stories.
但所有的教训都用在我们的身上,
can be applied for us.
首先我们要问,
first we must ask,
以色列为什么要散?
Why would the Israelites
be?
Of course God originally wanted to gather them.
我们主怎么说?
What did the Lord say?
我像母鸡一样,
I gather you like
a hen. 在翅膀底下,
how many times I would like to gather you under my wing?
我愿意,
but I am willing.
你们不愿意,
but you aren't.
当我们的主展开他的翅膀,
when the Lord spread his wings,
那就是十字架的两个翅膀,
it was the two arms spread on the cross.
当他伸手呼召犹太人的时候,
when he raised his hands and called the Jews,
巴不得能够聚集他们,
I'd rather gather you under my wing, but they weren't willing.
他们定他十字架,
they indeed said, crucify him, crucify him, remove him, remove him. May the blood of his death come to me and my descendants. What had happened afterwards? And the prophecy of Zechariah said this. Why did they scatter? Because according to the prophecy in Zechariah, when the shepherd was stricken,
羊就分散,
the flock will scatter.
所有太人, 你问他们, 他们都会背诗篇二十三篇,
you know, if you ask any Jew, they will memorize and recite Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd.
弟兄姊妹,
the one they crucified on the cross, wasn't he their shepherd?
牧人被击打,
but when the shepherd was stricken,
羊,
the flock will scatter.
从此以后,
from that time on,
就像生命记所说的,
it's like what's said in Deuteronomy,
像皮球一样,
they were like a football, actually kicked from here to there, dispersing throughout the world.
那是以色列的漂流史,
there was a history of their dispersion.
那是也是以色列的血泪史,
indeed, history of the blood and
如果这样的话,
if that's
我们问一个问题,
we need to ask,
难道到1492年, 以色列人才开始漂流的吗?
Did they start to scatter it on in 1492?
那个原因在什么时候种的?
What was the root cause?
当他们喊说, 定大十字架, 定大十字架, 已经种下来了。
The moment when they cried, crucify him, crucify him, the root
现在完全照着圣灵的预言, 你看一样一样的就发生了。
Now it is according exactly to the prophecies of the Bible, they were fulfilled.
好了, 现在我们要问,
now we must ask,
前面还有四次不是吗?
Indeed, four more occurrences before.
那前面四次所发生的事,
what had happened?
会不会跟犹太人发生关系?
Would they also be related to the Jews?
会不会跟犹太历史有关系?
Or related to Jewish history?
那多少给我们看见, 他们到底怎么悲欢离合,从哪里逃到哪里, 从哪里跑到哪里?
From where to where the Jewish people dispersed, at least gave us some hints.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers,
很有意思的, 今天你去上网也好,
if you go to the internet,
今天你去读书也好,
or you search the literature,
你最多就是后面这四次, 包括今天,
including tonight, you can only find four occurrences.
你根本没有提到前面的,
you couldn't find the
previous.
But if the Lord is
consistent,
if you want to understand the air scattering is caused by the
shepherd,
it should start from the day of the Lord's crucifixion.
如果这样的话,
if that's the case,
我们要问一个问题,
let me ask,
会不会这八次的四轮满月变雪是个很重要的复习?
Would it be that 8 times of tetrad red blood moon be a repeat? It can describe the whole history of the Jews
gathering.
All their blood and
tears.
God is using astronomical signs to remind them and we.
所以明白吗,
弟兄姊妹?
我们这样的感觉,
we feel,
就是因为你从圣经的话出发,
it is from the Bible.
你要知道后面这三次为什么有欢有悲欢, 为什么有离合,
if you understand why would these three occurrences contain gathering reunion,
那个解释当然在撒加利亚书, 没有疑问的,
definitely it's from Zechariah.
所以根据那个语言, 你看有一套人越漂流越远,
according to the prophecy, they were scattered and farther and farther and farther away.
那现在莫非, 前面这四次,
the previous four occurrences,
就 因为我们历史不熟嘛, 所以是空白的,
because we are not familiar with history, we are blank there.
所以如果我们稍微懂一点历史的话,
but if we do understand a bit,
稍微请你点水一下的话,
or touched very gently. Then the whole picture becomes clear. I'll very quickly give you the introduction. I understand Western history, world history is very complex. I'll try my best to give you
the
introduction. If you want to know more, I can give you more data later.
And
you must remember.
这一次五百年是一个循环。
This 500 years is like a cycle.
明白吗? 这是一个 cycle.
This is a cycle.
但是前面的事情也是个 cycle.
The previous fall occurs also a cycle.
所以可以说两个循环。
It's like a two cycle.
但两个循环中间就隔了600多年。
But between these two cycles, 600 years.
明白吗? 就跟海洋的岛一样。 你看这边,
like two islands.
是海洋嘛, 隔得很远。
Ocean separating these two islands.
很有意思的,
very meaningful.
那么讲到一个循环跟那个循环的时候,
when you talk from this cycle to the other cycle,
你很明显看见是两组,
clearly two groups.
1492-93年是一组,
1493 is one group.
它离开1949年很远,
it is very far from 1942.
但是1949年,
1949,
离开1967,
not far from 1967,
离开2014,
or 2014,
就挤在一起,
they were gathered together.
不到65年,
不到100年, just only 65 years, less than 100 years.
在第二个循环里面,
so you can see the second cycle,
1493年,
1493, and then
1942,
and these three gathered together.
你看你们是这样的一幅图画,
the one and three.
那如果你看前面的循环也是一样的,
look back to the previous cycle,
所以这样你就很容易记得, 对不对?
好,现在我们来看前面的循环, let's look at the first cycle.
它也是第一次是162年,
and 162,
这是第一次连着两年四轮的满月变红像雪,
tetrad happening in 162,
然后中间又隔了好几百年,
and then 300 years left,
然后又是一个像三胞胎一样,
and then like a triplet together.
然后呢很稀奇, 第二次是795年,
and 795, the second occurrence,
这个是842年,
and then 842, 860年, and then 860,
你把这个挤在一起的刚好是65年,
again 65 years get them together.
明白吗, 弟兄姊妹?
Yeah,
所以我再说, 一个是两个大的事,
so two big cycles, circles.
那么162年,
162,
然后呢, 是795年,
495,
然后842年,
842,
然后860年,
and 860.
所以整个的架构跟后面架构是一模一样,
exactly the same pattern like the second.
为什么65, 65呢?
65 years,
这里面还有很多很有意思, 你如果喜欢算数, 你稍微算算就很有意思,
you know arithmetic, you can do a lot of calculations.
但是不管怎么样, 你看神是很有秩序的,
God is a very orderly God.
一个循环,
first cycle,
跟第二个循环,
second cycle.
那么如果第二个循环的话,
if the second cycle,
就表示很多事情是重演的,
you can say that it will be a repeat of the first cycle.
这一点很重要,
very important.
所以等一等, 我稍微点一下, 大家就醒过来了,
let you under, and then you'll be,
这是非常有意思的,
you understand.
那现在我们要问, 162年, 这是第一次, 连着两年满月变红像雪,
so year 162, consecutive 2 years, red blood moon.
大家都知道,
you know,
主后70年,
1870, 40 years after the Lord's crucifixion.
主不是哭耶路撒冷吗?
Remember the Lord
wept
on over Jerusalem.
那么主不是说你们的家要留给你们做荒场吗?
Your homeland will become desolate.
主不是说一块石头不留在一块石头上,
not even one rock or stone will live on top of the other.
40年以后,
40 years later,
罗马帝国围困耶路撒冷的时候,
the Roman Empire circled, and
一点都没有错,
indeed,
弟兄姊妹, 你看整个耶路撒冷,
the whole Jerusalem,
好像一块石头不留在一块石头,
like no rock fallen remain on the other.
明白吗?
You understand?
这一次是耶路撒冷,
this happens in Jerusalem,
这一次不是整个迦南地,
not the whole land of Canaan.
这一次的悲剧是京城的悲剧,
in the capital,
是耶路撒冷的悲剧,
right in Jerusalem.
圣殿一块石头不留在一块石头上,
in the palace there's no stone fallen still remain.
所以当然很多犹太人他们就走分散了,
of course many Jews dispersed.
但是问题在这里,
the problem is,
他们很多人读圣经啊,
and they read the Bible,
因为他们 圣殿被毁不是第一次啊。
It is not the first time the temple being destroyed.
在几百年前圣殿也被毁过。
200 years ago, the temple was destroyed.
是毁在尼布加尼撒王的手里啊。
When King Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the temple.
很有意思。
Very mean.
根据他们的月历啊。
According to their calendar.
同一天。
Same day.
圣殿被毁的。
The temple.
多少年前那一天是圣殿毁在巴比伦的手里。
For that year, when the temple was destroyed in the Babylonians,
同样的一天
the same night,
圣殿是毁在罗马人的手里。
On the same day, the temple was destroyed by under the Roman Empire.
你说这是可能碰巧的吗？
Is it coincidence?
神当然在历史中行走啊。
Because God is working in history.
所以你知道这些犹太人
So these Jews,
他们不甘心。
They
weren't, 我们漂流，我们不要漂流太远。
They didn't want to be dispersed for too far.
因为你怎么知道过了七十年以后，神不会把我们再带回来呢？
They thought maybe after 70 years, God will bring us back.
所以想想看，七十再加七十就一百四十年。
So 70 plus 70 means 140.
所以一百四十年他们都走不远的。
So 140 years they didn't go too far.
因为就不知道什么时候，如果神要把我们带回来，很快就回来了。
Because God can bring us back.And return quickly.
所以很清楚的弟兄姊妹
so clearly here,
你就知道说以色列人离开了但是又不愿意离开
They did leave but they didn't want to leave too far
他们不是离开的那么彻底
They didn't go completely
他们对耶路撒冷还是有盼望
They really link themselves
他们对犹太教还是有盼望
In Judaism
他们没有根本没有悔改
They didn't repent
所以他们希望说能够回来
They hoped one day they could return
所以在135年的时候
So, in year 135,
有一些奋锐党的人就起来铤而走险就起来大造反
Some belong to the zealots, they actually rebel.
那结果是什么呢
So what happened?
结果从那天开始我们知道说以色列人再也不能回到耶路撒冷
From that day on, the Jewish people can never return to Jerusalem.
而且耶路撒冷就变成一座罗马城
And Jerusalem becomes a city of the Roman Empire.
不光如此从此以后
From that day on,
以色列人再也不能够回到他们的家乡
Jewish people no longer can return to their homeland.
所以严格说来
strictly speaking,
主后135年
AD 135
离开140年还有5年呢
Still 5 years to
135他们已经等不及了
They couldn't wait.
他们觉得我们要做些什么东西
They said we must do something.
结果没有想到这一次整个迦南地有960几座城
Whole land of Canaan more than 960
所有的城都变成荒地
All the cities became desolate.
我再说弟兄姊妹
Let me repeat.
这个毁坏是彻底的
This is total ruin.
主后70年是耶路撒冷没有了
AD 70, Jerusalem gone.
到了135年整个地就没有了
130 AD, the whole land became ruined.
所以从此以后
From that day,
犹太人一定要离开他们的故乡
The Jewish people must leave.
所以我们讲到主耶稣咒诅无花果树，无花果什么时候开始枯干的呢
？So when the Lord cursed the fig tree, when the fig tree became dry,
犹太人正式走入历史是主后135年。
The Jewish people turned into ruins start from AD 130.
非常非常清楚
，very clear here.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你明白吗？这个就是那这个时候呢，140年到162年只有二十几年。
From year 140 to 162, only a few decades.
那这个中间发生了什么事呢
？And what happened in the middle?
原来是这样子的。
It happened.
你知道那个时候有罗马帝国。
There was a Roman Empire.
但罗马帝国的范围只到幼发拉底河。
The Roman Empire's boundary ends at Euphrates.
幼发拉底以东呢有另外一个帝国。
The east of Euphrates, another empire happened.
你如果读这个《使徒行传》的话
，If you read the Book of Acts,
你看当时有的人从帕提亚来。
Some actually came from Parthia.
所以这个帝国叫帕提亚帝国。
哦、oh, ，that empire is the Parthenia empire。
那么在中国呢，历史上有他们的名字叫做安息王国，安息。
Indeed, in China history, it has a record of this empire。
所以想想看，弟兄姊妹，这些人很多人很早就漂流到这个国度里面来了。
Indeed, many Jews actually get to that.
这个其实是靠近幼发拉底河。
It was very close to the river.
离耶路撒冷不远的。
Not far from Jerusalem.
你随时可以把我们叫回来的。
Maybe you can get us back.
那个时候，你看犹太人还是不肯死心的。
So the Jews still didn't want to let go.
他们想说，好嘛，还有一线希望啊。
Maybe there's still a little bit of hope.
那个希望是什么呢
？The hope was
原来那个帕提亚王国跟罗马帝国是死对头。
Indeed, the Bithynian Empire was totally against the Roman Empire.
这什么意思?
What does it mean?
我们有了共同的敌人了。
We have the same enemy,
common enemy.
So the Jewish people helped the Bithynian Empire to fight against the Roman Empire.
所以如果你读历史的话,
if you read history,
他们还在那里奋斗。
They were still zealous.
他们凭着自己还是不肯死心。
They want to depend on themselves. They didn't want to let go.
他们希望最后我们还是要回去借助波斯的力量可以回去。
And then they are lying with President's Empire. We want to go back.
他们的拉比说过一句话。
So their rabbi said one thing.
你什么时候在耶路撒冷看到波斯人在哪牵着驴子拴在什么地方，你知道弥赛亚要来了。
One day when you see the Persians in Jerusalem, holding the donkeys, you know the Messiah will be coming.
那波斯人就是指着巴提亚人说的。
Persians refers to Bithynia.
所以你看那个时候拉比他所有的盼望是一向依靠整个的政治势力，就把罗马打过，打垮，然后把耶路撒冷再拿回来。
So back then, all the dreams of the rabbis were to fight against the Roman Empire.
没有想到，162年。
Year 162.
那个时候，帕提亚跟罗马帝国有一次决定性的战役.
There was a decisive warfare between the Bithynian and the Roman Empire.
那最后的结果,
the result,
以色列人彻底绝望.
They were totally defeated.
他们觉得不能靠车也不能靠马.
They realized they no longer can rely on horses.
从现在开始, 我们漂流是漂流定了.
Now we must and will be scattered to the end.
所以慢慢慢慢. 才开始，很多人移民就移到了巴比伦。And
then they start the diaspora until they reach Babylon.
然后到了大概500年左右。And
in about 500 years,
他们在巴比伦就编了一个经典，叫做《塔木经》。And
they in Babylon they debuted
the Talmud，就他们的经典，他们的这个他们的圣经一样。Okay, all.
Okay, they added their Talmud, actually like their Bible.
那么要记得，这个是在巴比伦完成的。
Actually, that editing was done in Babylon.
所以今天的犹太教不是主耶稣那个时候犹太教。
So that back then, the Judaism wasn't the Judaism.
他们是把主耶稣那个时候的口传的律法把它完全写下来。
They actually record Jesus' verbal law in record.
除了圣经之外，他们有好多好多这样的书放在一叫塔姆，叫做塔姆经。
So on top of the Bible, they have recorded many of Jesus' sayings, and they compiled them into Talmud.
这个就是现在的犹太教.
This is the modern Judaism.
明白吗?
You understand?
所以要记得，那个是后来他们真的从此漂流以后的结果.
It was the result of their many years of scattering.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
162年, 163年, 163,
当他们觉得没有希望, when they felt they're totally hopeless,
埃及靠不住.
They can't
hold
Egypt, Bithynia.
现在我们只好往前走了。
We must continue our journey.
所以就在这两年，在他们的旅途上，
on their journey out,
他们看见
for 2 years
那满月，
they saw the full moon.
那是何等的讽刺！
It's so sarcastic.
因为他们何等希望能回到像过去每年三七过节多么好。
How they long to be in the park, like in the park, 3 times a year, they could go to Jerusalem.
现在不行了。
Now it's impossible.
失去自由才知道自由的可贵。
Only when you lose freedom, you stress.
失去聚会才知道聚会的可贵。
Only when you cannot get it together, you miss.
他们要回去，也回不去了。
They did want to return, but it's impossible.
这是第一次。
It's the first time.
在八次里面是第一次。
First time from the 8th.
为什么？
Why?
牧人被击打。
When the shepherd was stricken,
羊就被分散了,
the flock was scattered.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
那么漂流到哪里呢?
Where did they go?
到了1493年, 我们就要漂流到西方的极处。
1493, they again, we knew that they came to the end of the world.
那现在我们要问,
now we must
最早最犹太人, 他们怎么走的?
The earliest batch of Jews, how did they leave?
所以这个就是犹太人的漂流史嘛。
This is the history of the diaspora.
那么弟兄姊妹很有意思。
Very meaningful.
我们读圣经的时候,
it's read the Bible.
保罗不是说不分希利尼人不分化外人吗?
Remember Paul said, no, it doesn't matter Hellenist or barbarian.
或者是不分化外人或者希古提人,
or the civilized and barbarians.
No, 希古提人.
希古提人。Cynthians. Cynthians, yes.
好了,那么现在问题在这, 我们要问这个希古提人哪里来,
we must ask, what are these Cynthians?
你要这两个都对比吗?
It's the contrary.
犹太人, 希利尼人,
Jews,
男的,
Hellenist,
女的,
male,
话外人, 西古提人,
barbarians, and
什么叫话外人呢?
What is barbarian?
就是讲话, 根本叫以希腊人听不懂, 叫话外人。
Barbarians talk the meaning to those, they can speak the language they don't know what it is.
Blah, 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 根本没什么意思。
It's blah, blah, blah.
那希腊人觉得我们不一样啊, 我们是会讲希腊文。
The Hellenists, like, we are educated, we can talk.
所以保罗那个时候他已经知道有话外人还有西古提人，我们不知道就是了。
So back then Paul already knew there are different types of people.
那么这西古提人是在哪里的？
Where are these Scythians?
这个西古提人呢，原来就是今天苏俄的南部。
Indeed, it is now in the southern of Russia.
最近不是克里米亚回到苏联的怀抱吗？
No, recently the Crimea was annexed to Russia again.
就在这个西，就在这个。 克里米亚这个半岛不是个半岛吗?
It is a peninsula in Crimea.
大家把地图打开。
If you open the Bible, 这个对面还有一个半岛,
两个半岛,
there's another peninsula that is facing one another.
所以在保罗的时候,
so even in Paul's time,
原来它已经是希腊的殖民地了。
It is actually the colony of the Hellenists.
所有很精密的那个金器银器, 你在雅典有在那里一定也有。
You can find very fine golden and silver vessels. Found in Ethnic,
所以西古提人是表明文明人呐。
Indeed, the Scythians represent civilized.
不是普通的人呐。
Not ordinary.
你明白吗？ 意思就是说那个时候希腊人已经建立这个帝国。
That means the Greeks already established their empire.
虽然罗马统一那个时候的世界。
Indeed, yes, the Roman Empire conquered the whole land.
但让他们独立。
But they wanted to independent.
因为那里可以说完全发展希腊文化。
Back then, there, the Greek culture was fully established.
所以那个时候有一个希腊的帝国。
Then, back then, there was a Greek empire.
在罗马帝国的里面。
Inside the Roman empire.
所以保罗才说, 不分话外人, 不分西古提人。
That's why Paul says, whether you are barbarians or the Scythians.
但是很有意思。
Very meaningful.
考古学要告诉我们说,
and archaeologists tell us,
犹太人甚至于在 主后70年以前，有的就已经到了克里米亚。
Indeed, before some Jews actually moved to Crimea already.
那么克里米亚犹太人可以说是全世界最古老的犹太人之一。
The Jews in Crimea indeed is the oldest Jews in the world.
所以在所有苏俄的人都知道。
Everyone in Russia.
你把克里米亚这个半岛还有旁边这个半岛加起来，他们叫做犹太地。
That peninsula. In Crimea, plus the other opposing peninsula.
那根本是犹太人的天下。
It is actually belongs to the Jews.
所以身为犹太人, 保罗才知道有西古提人。
That's why Paul being a Jew, he realized a group of men called Cynthia.
那么很清楚的。 那既然那里有很多自己的同胞。
Indeed, a lot of his own.
所以等到有人慢慢往巴比伦迁移的时候。
So as they continue to move to Babylon.
有很多人自然然的就跑到哪里，就跑到这一带来了。
Naturally, they would gather and stay there.
所以那是说俄国的南部。
It refers to the south of Russia.
那个时候有两个海。
Two seas.
一个是黑海，一个是里海。
One is the Black Sea, one is the.
那么黑海跟里海中间有一个山叫做高加索山。
Okay, there's a mountain, Golgotha.
Caucasus. 那我们说白人。 英文叫 Caucasians.
Okay, Caucasians.
Caucasian 什么意思？就是他是高加索人。
You know when we mention about white people, Caucasians, it belongs to that mountain.
那高加索什么意思呢？
What
高加索就是圣经里面的这个不是闪寒雅，不是雅弗人，雅弗的后代。
Caucasus refers to the Bible, the descendants of Noah, Japheth.
所以现在你知道说那个时候是个很大的草原，最早最早的时候。
The big In the very early days, a big plain.
那么犹太人是最文明的。
You know, the Jews were the most civilized.
其他人都像蒙古人一样，都是骑马的。
All others were like the Mongolians, they just on riding on horses.
那是那个时候的北方，那个时候的北方。
That was the northern part in the world there.
但是弟兄姊妹，神借着这件事给我们看见。God
is using these things to let us know, brothers.
以色列人怎么漂流到北方的极处？
How would the Jews get to the northern part of the world?
原来犹太人他们所在的地方。Indeed,
the land originally the
Jews say. 就是以西结书里面所说的哥哥、马各、罗斯、米舍这些地方。Indeed,
it was what referred in the book of Ezekiel, Magog and Goma and Russia, Moscow.
圣经为什么说北方的极处呢?
That's why the Bible said northern part, northern end.
这里就告诉我们说。 犹太人他们不只是流落到西方的极处，也流落到北方的极处。
Exactly why the Bible says the Jews were scattered to the far west as well as far north.
然后790年
790,
还有860年
840,
那个所发生的事情
and things happening back,
主要的就发生在那一带。
The majority things happens in that area.
那么到底有什么样事情发生呢？
What happened then?
那要从中国开始讲起。
We must talk from China.
主耶稣那个时候不是两汉的时候吗？
You know, Jewish time is the Han Dynasty.
那么两汉最头痛的就是匈奴。
The biggest problem for the Han Dynasty is the Mongol.
你不记那为着要平匈奴，所以不是有王昭君出塞的吗？这些故事。
You have a lot of good noble stories.In order to conquer the Mongols, the famous story in China.
娶王昭君的那个匈奴的王。
You know that Mongol king who married the prince.
其实他的力量不是最大。
Actually, he wasn't the most powerful.
他的哥哥比他力量大。
His older brother was stronger.
不过他和王昭君和汉朝连在一起，所以他当然力量就大多了。
But because he was united with the Han dynasty, he was stronger than his brother.
所以他哥哥不好办，只好往西逃。
So his older brother had to run to the west.
所以一逃逃到什么地方呢？
When the older brother ran,
那么就逃到一个地方叫做康居。
He reached a place called
康居。那不要紧，这个其实就是蒙古过来的新疆的再过去那块什么斯坦，好多斯坦的。
Okay, it was reaching to the Mongol in Xinjiang, many.
所以他们定居叫做康居，中文叫做康居，他们就住下来了。
So they actually settled a place called settlement.
所以等到后汉的时候，后来的第二个汉朝的时候
and the second Han dynasty,
那故事有很多了
many stories.
所以后来有北匈奴和南匈奴
and the north and south Mongol.
结果呢，我们知道说南匈奴就跟中国就汉族连在一起，北匈奴又往西边逃
and then we know that the southern Mongols united with China and the northern Mongols have to run.
所以呢，他们两个就联合在一起，就在康居就定下来了
and they settled in that place united together.
那么他们都是蒙古人呢、啊、
they were Mongols,
都是会骑马
Mongolians, they could
都是定不下来的
they couldn't stay.
所以后来他们决定说我们往西走
and they decided to run, to conquer the west.
往西走就是往欧洲走
west means Europe.
往欧洲走的时候他们分两批
two groups.
一批就到了今天的匈牙利
one reached Hungary.
还有一批就到了今天苏俄的南部
One reached the southern part of Russia.
那尤其是什么呢？尤其是在死海、里海跟黑海中间。
Especially between the Dead Sea and the
南边黑 no no Black Sea and
里
叫什么？
啊 ？Inner Sea
啊，把你们去看地图就知道有两个这样的海。
The Dead Sea and the Inner Sea.
然后这个南边就是高加索，高加索
yeah Black Sea,
高加索山
and the Mount.
然后呢他们就在那里就建立了一个匈奴呢就建立了一个帝国
and the Mongolians established the empire right there
这个帝国叫哈萨尔汗国哈萨尔国王国
Khazar Empire
那这个国呢很稀奇
a very interesting empire
在所有匈奴里面是最文明的一个
it's the most civilized Mongolian Empire
那为什么他们最文明
do you know why?
马上我们就答案就会很清楚
answer is here
你要知道说他们起头就是匈奴人就是蒙古人
originally they were Mongolians
那么到了那一代以后他们慢慢就定居下来了
and then after long years of wandering they settled on that
他们白天呢还是住在帐篷里面
during the day they lived in the tent
到了晚上他们住到房子里面来
and at night time they stay in the house
那么他们非常的聪明
Very clever.
那么他们所在的位置很重要。
The place where they live was very essential.
因为他们在两个帝国的中间。
It was right in the middle between two empires.
一个是回教所建立的一个帝国。
One established by the Muslim country.
还有一个就是东罗马帝国。
One is the Orthodox.
那不要忘记，这个哈萨尔王国他们有很大的贡献。
This Hazar Empire has very good.
如果没有他们的话
，without them，
回教王国老早就并吞了东罗马帝国。
The Muslim Empire would have already quickly conquered.
最后一定席卷整个的欧洲
，and then will conquer the whole Europe.
那所有福音的种子统统没有了。
Then all the seed of the gospel will be gone.
所以很稀奇的样子。
So quite amazing.
你做梦也没有想到
，even beyond our
这一帮人只要站在那里一站。
When they stood there,
你看见吗？的的确确变成第三个势力。
becomes the third power.
所以现在有个问题。
My question.
你知道回教徒希望改变他们，那么罗马天主教这东方正教也想改变他们。
You know, the Muslims want to change them, convert them, and also the Orthodox want to change them.
所以这个时候，如果你是聪明的政治家的话
，If you are a very clever politician,
你要怎么样来平衡你的政治局面
呢？ How can you balance the political?
非常有意思。
Role.
那个时候他们的领袖
，Back then the leader,
一夜之间。
Overnight,
他们接受了犹太教做国教。
They accept Judaism as their national religion.
他们既不相信回教，也不相信基督教。
They didn't convert to Muslim nor Orthodox.
那据说呢，他就请了三个人来。
According to history, they invited three men.
一个代表基督教，
one represents
一个代表犹太教
，Christianity，
一个代表这个什么，他代表回教
，and Muslim.
好了，他们辩论完了以后。
And after the debate,
那么这个谁呢？这个王呢，就问这个天主教的人。
And the king asked the representative from the Roman Catholic.
他们两个中间呢？
嗯。And they asked
哪个比较靠近真理
？Yeah, between these remaining two, who is closer to truth?
当然是犹太教嘛。
Of course, today.
然后再问回教徒。
And then he asked the Muslim.
他们两个中间哪个比较靠近真理
？Between these two,
也是回也是犹太教嘛
？Of course, Judaism.
所以最后他们决定说，我们接受犹太教。
So at the end, they decided we will have Judaism as the national faith.
你如果读历史的话，
所以是历史。
很稀奇啊
！Amazing.
在那个时候，很多的犹太人很自然就跑到那里做避难所。
So many Jews automatically they would run and stay there as a refuge.
所以大概795年的时候。
So year 795.
我刚才所说的王就拥抱了犹太教做国教。
The king adopted Judaism as their national.
到了842年的时候。
And in year 842.
他们壮大起来了。
They were becoming very strong.
现在考古学可以找到铜币。
Archaeologists can find the coins.
上面告诉我们说，摩西才是先知。
And it tells us Moses is the prophet.
因为从前都说穆罕默德是先知。
They used to say Muhammad was the prophet.
所以这个刚好是842年的时候。
In the year 842, they found the coins.
那到了860年的时候呢
？And then 860,
因为他们相信天这个犹太教嘛。
Because they have been converted to Judaism.
所以那个王的名叫厄巴底亚。
And the king is Obadiah.
那么这个俄巴底亚做了什么事呢
？What the Obadiah did?
他就到巴比伦，就把那个犹太拉比就请去。
He went to Babylon and invited the rabbi there.
就派了很多的学校。
And then established many schools.
讲律法。
They talk about the law.
那么更重要的就是现在到处都是会堂。
And now many synagogues were established.
所以弟兄姊妹，
我们
现在很清楚的。
Very clear.
在历史上
，In history,
曾经有一度。
There was a period of
time. 哈萨尔王国。
There was a Hazar kingdom.
是犹太人建立的国度。
Established by the Jews.
所以很多犹太人当然就东东到他们那里去了。
Naturally, many Jews would run to that.
但是没有想到好事，没有想到多久，事情就发生了。
But again, not long, things happened.
原因很简单。
Very simple.
795年的时候。
In year 795.
就在瑞典所谓斯堪的纳维亚半岛。
In Sweden belonged to Scandinavian island.
那里有一帮人。
There was a group of people.
这一帮人像海盗一样。
They were like pirates.
英文叫 Viking.
Viking.
英文翻成维京人。
It's called the Vikings.
所以795年维京人就出现了。
The Vikings happened in 795.
就好像回教徒从沙漠里面出现一样。
Just like the Muslim happening appearing from the desert.
从这个阿拉伯半岛出现，一个从北最北边的出现。
One from the north from the South Arabia desert.
不要忘记弟兄姊妹，这个都是很有影响的。
These are very influential.
结果795年，他们就占领了这个占领了这个今天的爱尔兰。
And 795, the Vikings conquered Ireland.
从爱尔兰就到伦敦这些地方，慢慢慢慢就进。
Ireland to London and then spread out.
但是要记得，从795年一直到860年。
From 795 to 860.
你看维京人不只是海盗，是沿着西边这样过来，因为这些人多半是挪威那边下来。
They run not only pirates, they along the west coast.Up to Norway.
但是还有瑞典呢
，and Sweden.
瑞典这帮人也是海盗
，they were also Vikings.
那怎么办呢
？What did they do?
他们又沿着这个苏联的好几条大河，一直到什么？一直到黑海过来。
They followed the rivers from Russia until they reached the Black Sea.
那这些的维京人不叫维京人
，they were no longer called Vikings.
他们叫 Rus， 就是罗斯。
They called Rus，
也就是以西结书所说的俄罗斯人。
It's what referred in Ezekiel's Russian.
那现在很有意思,
very meaningful. I can't go into detail.
根据历史学家告诉我们,
from historians,
860年,
862, it is the first time the Russian Empire was established.
这是很清楚的,
very clear.
100年以后,
100 years after,
他们的领袖就信了希腊正教,
their leader adopted the Greek Orthodox.
然后他们就联合起来,
and they were united.
那最后的结果是什么呢?
At the end,
最后的结果, 他们就把他们打败了,
they defeated.
所以慢慢就消灭了,
and disappeared.
所以等到这个王国不见了以后,
until the empire disappeared,
那么弟兄姊妹, 大家就漂流了,
again, they scattered.
那漂流的结果这样,
the result of the scattering,
很多人就漂流到波兰,
they scattered to Poland.
这就变成了东欧的犹太人,
and they became the Jews in the Eastern Europe.
还有其他的故事,
and many other stories.
但是不要忘记啊,
but don't forget.
有的这些人啊,
because of them,
这些都算犹太人了,
these are the Jews.
因为这些人不是亚伯拉罕的后裔, 不是啊, 这些人就是他, 就是在那里土, 他们本来是外邦人, 信了天, 信了犹太教,
they were not the original descendants of Abraham, but they were proselytes.
他们,
they belonged,
当初的政治原因, 他们接受犹太教做国教,
they adopt Judaism because of political reasons.
他们遵守律法, 加州律法, 我们不知道,
they, whether they truly obey the law and command
you, but
very clear here,
就是说后来大家漂流的时候,
but when they all scattered,
有的就是东方, 就是东欧的犹太人, 这是后面什么, 希特勒屠杀了这一类的故事,
then a whole group of Eastern Europe Jews being slaughtered by Hitler,
还有好多的所谓哈扎尔的犹太人,
and there were a lot of Jews,
他们留在克里米亚,
as they remain in Crimea,
留在克里米亚, 留在苏联,
remain in Russia,
受逼迫, 当然受逼迫,
of course they were being persecuted.
所以他们恨什么呢?
What did they
love?
They really hate Christians.
不要忘记了,
why?
君子报仇三年不晚,
a gentleman can take revenge in many years.
他们不是三年, 他们容忍了1000年,
they would take 1000 years to
有一天,
take revenge.
他们这个仇一定要报,
one day they will take the revenge.
到了1917年的时候,
1917, you know, in Russia there was a very important revelation. We know the history. One thing very amazing. When they formed the government,
除了列宁是四分之一犹太人之外,
except Lenin was only one quarter Jew,
其他包括红军的, 包括党政军, 所有的政要,
all the important officials,
全部是犹太人,
they were all Jews.
所以最近普京怎么说呢?
So what did Putin?
他说我们刚刚开始的时候, 80%都是犹太人,
he says in our beginning 80% were all Jews.
你说犹太人怎么会不信神呢?
How could they? Jews didn't believe in God.
如果你知道那个背景就很清楚,
if you understand the background, it's very clear.
所以就是为什么, 这就是为什么在第二十世纪, 你看整个世界又经过了一大一个大的变迁,
so throughout the 20th century, the whole world has undergone major change.
清楚吧, 弟兄姊妹,
is it clear?
你看哈扎尔好不容易, 好像神给他预备了个避难所,
it's like in that very place, Hasha, God prepared a refuge.
结果没有想到罗斯来了,
and then Russia came.
罗斯来了,
because Russia became very strong,
最后跟罗马帝国联合起来,
and joined with the Roman Empire,
他们受了1000年的逼迫,
they received persecution for 1000 years.
有的是犹太人遭了纳粹的杀害,
some were slaughtered by the Nazis,
有的纳粹人就变成了俄国十月革命的一个新的一个局面,
and then changed the whole scenario in the Russian Revolution.
这就解释最近整个近代的历史,
it actually can explain what had happened, the reason of the modern history.
弟兄姊妹清楚吧?
Is it clear?
79年, 795 是维京人的开始,
from the beginning of the Vikings in 795,
860年是维京人的壮大,
and 860 the Vikings became strong.
而壮大的结果就是苏联这个国家的开始,
and the result of their growth is the beginning of the Russian Empire.
弟兄姊妹, 我想现在很清楚,
very clear here.
这给我们看以色列人, 他们当时是怎么样漂流到世界北方的极处?
We can see how the Jews were scattered to the very north part of the world.
然后继续的, 他们就到了东欧波兰,
and then they reached Eastern Europe.
有的人就被纳粹屠杀了,
and some are being slaughtered, killed.
但是更多的人,
indeed more Jews.
他们留在原来的地方。
They remain at the
very 他们说我们是犹太人。
They said we were Jews.
但是不要忘记。
But indeed,
他们是哈萨尔的犹太人。
They were the Jews of the Hazar.
本来根本就是外邦人。
They were Gentiles.
就好像很多人信耶稣一样。
Just like many people,
他是政治性的，根本里面就没有想法。
Claim to be Jesus, Christians politically.
结果你看见这些事情就发生了。
And these things happened accordingly.
这是第一个循环。
It's the first cycle.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers,
你看第二个循环。
And now you go to the second cycle.
明白吗？八百六十年那一个次就相当于2014年这样。
That's 860 is equivalent to our 2014.
现在刚刚2014年开始没有多久。
Not long, 2014 now.
你有没有看见一件重大的事情发生？
Can you see something very major happening?
克里米亚回到了苏联的怀抱。
Crimea again belong back to Russia.
这个是不是告诉我们说冷战又回来？
Is it Cold War happening again?
这是不是告诉我们说苏联又回来？
Is it Russia coming back?
许多时候我们都不大敢讲以西结38章的预言。
Often we dare not say about the prophecies in the book of Ezekiel 38.
但是现在你看得更清楚了。
That is very clear.
你看苏联跟伊朗连在一起。
When Russia is joined with Iran. 当
你从以西结书是很自然地讲的波斯人。
You know, Ezekiel is talking about the Persians.
现在美国为什么需要苏联？
Now, why the United States wants to free Russia?
没有苏联怎么解决叙利亚的问题？
Without the help of Russia, they can't solve Iran or Iraq.
但是不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
那根据他们的解释。
According to their explanation,
他说我们当初赫鲁雪夫是喝醉酒，所以才把克里米亚给了乌克兰。
They said, Kospor, because he was drunk, that's why he gave Crimea.
但那个时候是苏联呢。
But there was United
States. 所以是左手给右手的。
That's the left hand giving the right hand.
谁会知道有一天乌克兰会出走的？
No one imagined back then Ukraine would be gone.
所以他们心里觉得好像被西方偷走了一样。
So they felt that it was being stolen by the West.
所以他们有他们的逻辑。
So they had their own logic.
但是不管怎么样，
no matter what,
你看一夜之间这件事发生以后，
that's one day these things happened.
西方世界能做什么？
What can the Western world do?
所以弟兄姊妹，自从莫斯科帝国倒塌了以后，
ever since the collapse of the Moscow Russian
Empire, 我们觉得美国是唯一的 superpower.
We thought America is the only superpower.
这个问题不是这样，
but not like that.
所以弟兄姊妹，你会不会觉得很稀奇？
Do you find it amazing?
这是两个循环。
Two cycles.
第一个循环讲的以色列人漂流到北边的几处。
The first cycle talks about the Jews dispersed to the north.
第二个讲到以色列人漂流到西方的几处。
And the second cycle, the Jews dispersed to the west.
最后不要忘记。
And then at the end,
连从东方开封的犹太人都回来了。
Even from the east, the Jews will return.
1949年不是新中国的开始。
You know, 1949, the new China.
2014年，你不能说不是经过中国的壮大吗？
Can you not say that 2014 is the new China being very strong?
所以，现在你就得解释过去65年之内所发生的事情。
If you want to explain what happened for the past 65 years,
神难道不是行走在历史中吗？
Truly, God is working in history.
第一个循环。
First cycle,
告诉我们以色列人被漂流到北方的几处。
Tells us how the Jewish people was getting to the very north.
然后1493
14,
漂流到西方的几处。
To the west,
经过几百年
，few hundred years,
他们到了上海。
They reached Shanghai.
多少年他们到了开封
？Long time they reached Taiwan.
那边许多人从东方回来。
And now they return from the.
这就是什么？这就是什么呢？这就是以赛亚书第49章。
This is Isaiah 49.
所以弟兄姊妹。我想再清楚不过了。
I think it's very, very clear.
现在给我们看，以色列虽然复国了
，True, Israel has got a nation back.
你看和大世界大事还是有很大的关系。
It's so much influential to the major events.
以色列有平安吗
？Is there real peace in Israel? Of course.
只要叙利亚还在，他就不会有平安。
As long as Syria is still there,
只要 Gaza 那批人在，不会有平安。
As long as the people in Gaza still there,
只要伊朗在，他们不会有平安。
Iran there, no peace.
所以弟兄姊妹。现在问题在这里。
The problem is,
虽然他们今天回到他们的故乡，
even though the Jews people return to the home,
为什么满月还变红像雪？
Why the moon full moon still turn red?
就证明说，
it proves
神在他们心目中所要达到的没有达到。
It is that the God's purpose in his people,
不错，
still hasn't been fulfilled.
1948年，
yes, 1948,
是主把他们带回来。
God has gathered them back.
他们像饥荒，像十个兄弟的受饥荒一样。
They were like after famine,
他们终于来到主面前,
they have come to the Lord.
主恩待他们,
before they repented, God had already gathered them.
但你知道吗?
But remember,
这四个兄弟不认识他,
these four brothers, they didn't know God.
你看为什么主没有马上就承认他们?
That's why God didn't recognize
them.
So 1948 is only political revival.
所以现在, not spiritual. 我们的主像约瑟一样,
Remember, our Lord is like Joseph.
他要等等等到犹大这些兄弟们良心发现。
Joseph had to wait until, like Judah, their conscience were revived.
一直等到他们悔改,
until they truly repented. Then Joseph would meet them.
所以为什么?
That's why.
约瑟要等着犹大。
Joseph need to wait for Judah.
因为犹大把约瑟卖掉了吗?
Yes, Judah sold Joseph.
那现在我们请问,
When Jesus was crucified, who crucified Jesus? All the 10 tribes were already scattered. Yes and no. So which tribe said crucify him? Of course, it's the tribe of Judah. So, brothers, yes, our Lord was full of forgiveness. But if you really love the brother, if God used eternal love to love his people, they must repent.
很可惜,
unfortunately, till now, they still haven't repented. They relied on America, the big brother. They equipped themselves
militarily.
They want to be like Goliath, to be fully armored. American tanks, American fighters.
And
the Palestinians was like David using a little pebble. What does it prove? Does it prove that Israel has returned? If they really have repented, they should have returned to Judah and Samaria. But now, if the Palestinians would become a nation, the heights belong
to them.
Remember, in the old days, the Philistines were cast to the sea. But now, the Jews most densely populated is from Haifa, to the west coastland.
那么弟兄姊妹,
God originally wanted to put them in the highlands. So the Philistines along the coast.
But
now it's the reverse.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果今天你有机会到以色列去，
today you have chance to visit Israel.
万里长城不光中国有，
you know, not only the Great Wall happened in China.
万里长城在以色列也有。
In Israel also you can find a Great Wall.
为了防恐怖分子。
In order to prevent terrorists.
他们盖了很多很多的墙。
They have built so many walls.
You
can't come over, I can't come over. Indeed, in the highlands, Israel have their water
tower.
From this mountain to the other mountain. The whole country is fully divided. If God's heart is
satisfied,
why is it so divided?
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, what things still haven't happened? You must ask, has the Israelites repented? If they still haven't repented, the whole Israel is still very divided. Until our Lord returns, this will become complete. Because of this, if there are major things happening in these 2 years,
当然不要忘,
of course it will be happening.
你看, globally.
Russians come
back.
Indeed, Russia is very important political power. China has
been
strong. If you look the whole world, why are the two cycles?
非常,
very clear
here.
It's telling us. Outwardly, Israel has returned. Jerusalem returned. But the whole Israel nation is like a dead, dry bone rebuilt with bone and flesh. Only hardware, no soft. Outwardly,
pretty.
But inside, it's all a mess. totally inside
empty.
But until they truly repent,
他们才会动,
then they would take a move. They will become a vast army. This is the day Zechariah said that the day of the Lord's return. And the Lord's feet would step on Mount
Olivet.
There will be a great wailing in the nations of Israel. Because they discovered the one they originally said, crucify him, crucify him. Indeed was their Savior. Now Joseph can meet their brother, his brother. But this hasn't happened. The Lord is still waiting. Joseph is still waiting. Until the conscience of Judah was rekindled. Then Joseph will meet his brother. Then our Lord will return. Brothers and sisters, I don't have time to elaborate on the teaching for
Christians.
One thing you must know, before the Lord departs, he said you will be scattered. Because when the shepherd was stricken, the flock will be scattered. Then all of you will return home. You have your own gathering place.
留下,
but I will be left alone. When the Lord said this word, he was prophesying. Not only for his immediate disciples, he was praying for the church as well.
弟兄姊妹,
he knew what was going to happen today. Very clear.
所以主说你们争吧, 留下,
That's why the Lord said, you will all go, leaving me alone.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
他能为教会祷告,
he could pray for the church.
叫我们能够合一像父和子之间的合一,
that we can be united just like the Father and the Son be one.
这样在澳洲的, 在雪梨的人,
then brothers and sisters in Sydney, Australia,
就知道说神差遣了我们来,
will know that God has sent his Son.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers,
但愿主开我们的眼睛,
may the Lord open our eyes.
你觉得今天我们是满月吗?
Do you think we're full moon now?
如果你真是满月,
if we do have full
moon, 你为什么看见满月变红像?
Why would there still be blood red moon?
莫非神等候我们悔改?
Could it be the Lord waiting for us to repent?
悔改有那么难吗?
Is it hard to repent?
为着教会,
for the sake of the
church, 为着神儿女,
for the children,
你从宝座上下来,
would you read what I've been
reading? 你说一声,
come down from your throne and say, sorry, my brother.
就这么简单,
it's that simple.
所有的难处都要过去,
all difficulties will disappear.
弟兄姊妹, 那么难吗?
Is it that hard?
主爱我们,
the Lord loves us.
他是好牧人,
he is a good shepherd.
好牧人为下生命,
the good shepherd will lay down his life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers,
但愿当我们看见这些, 注意到这两年要发生的事情,
if we truly pay attention to the things happening these 2 years,
我们要问说,
we must ask,
有见证吗?
Do we have?
只有在耶路撒冷, 我们能看见那个满月,
only in Jerusalem we can see the full moon.
但是表面上我们回来了, 是不是?
Yes, outward we have returned.
有人是误会, 我们才是教会,
people might misunderstood that we are the only church.
你是回来了,
yes, you are.
你为什么看见满月像变红像?
But why come? How come full moon will turn red?
所以主有话要对犹太人说,
so the Lord actually is speaking to the Jews.
要他们悔改,
they must return.
主有话也对教会说,
his word also to his church.
我们愿不愿意答应主的话呢?
Are we willing to obey the Lord?
所以我相信在今天晚上,
I believe tonight,
我们能有这样的聚集是特别有意义的,
it is special. God's grace that we can gather.
请大家饶恕我,
please forgive me.
多用一点时间,
it's a bit more time.
我当然有借口了,
of course I'll be sure.
像保罗, 他,
like Paul,
因为第二天要死刑, 一讲就讲到半夜去,
you know, Paul, like when he was leaving the following day, he left at midnight.
离半夜还有两个钟头,
I still got 2 hours to midnight.
但是我不会这样做,
I won't be that long.
我乃是给弟兄姊妹看见, 今天是个特别主召聚我们的事,
I must let you know, brothers and sisters, tonight is a special call.
我要问你, 当初大家设计好这个聚会吗?
I must ask you, how have you designed this congregation?
不管在这边北区的, 在西区的, 我们有没有说好我们要有这个聚会?
Whether it's here in Roseville or in Auburn, have we decided we are going to be like this?
这不是主很奇妙地召集我们吗?
It is true the Lord's calling us.
凡有耳的就应当听。
Whoever has an ear, yes, let's do it.
我们接受祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
当我们想到这2000年以色列漂流的历史,
as we recall the history of the scattering of the Jewish people for
也叫我们想起2000年来教会分裂的历史,
we also remember the divisive history of the church for the
一直到今天,
1000 years. Even today, we are still like baby.
一直到今天,
we still belong to the flesh today.
主啊,
Lord, may you save us.
我们仰望你,
we look to you for your mercy. Have mercy on your church.
主啊,
may your dream be fulfilled.
但月圆人也圆,
may the moon be full and we also be united.
在,
we commit your testimony here to your hand.
无论在北区, 无论在西区,
whether it's in Roseville or in Auburn.
我们看见你要做工的时候,
we see that as you will be working,
仇敌是何等的不甘心,
the enemy truly wants to stop.
但主啊, 我们愿意站在你这边,
but Lord, we want to stand on your side.
无论什么样的代价,
whatever price we need to pay,
我们说主, 我们愿意站在你,
Lord, we say we want to stand on your
愿你得胜,
side. May you
愿你被高举,
may you be exalted.
愿我们减少,
may we decrease.
听我们的祷告,
Lord, listen to our prayer.
我们这样的祷告是靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Let's pray in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.